And what's your business?
We're in the business of winning.
Cameron, the old football is on the air.
Wide open. He makes the catch on the run. A strike from Capriva, and Sims coasts in for the touchdown. Fumble on the play. A scramble for it, and the Yeomen have recovered. Trips coming wide to the left, and that's where Allison rolls to, looking. And this one is picked off. Justin Pratt inside the 10, the 5, and out of bounds at the 2-yard line, 1-yard line. Justin Pratt puts the Yeomen in business.
Capriva hands off to Smith. Smith going right. He's got some room. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5. He scores. Touchdown, Yo.
Live on the ranch, Fighting Yo Football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, by Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Malaire's Discount Center, Buchholz State Bank in Cameron, Buchholz and Rogers, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Lone Star Ag Credit, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, Citizens National Bank, Marek Burns Label Funeral Home, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, and by McElrath Motors. Now, it's football time.
-77 degrees at game time tonight as the Cameron Yeomen entertain Lago Vista, the Vikings from the Hill Country, in a big district game here at Yo Stadium. Good evening, everyone. Joe Smithman alongside Ed Colley, and this is Cameron Yeoman football on 105.1 The Ranch. Going to be a great night for football weather-wise. A light breeze won't affect anything except maybe keeping everybody a little bit cool. But, boy, this is a big game, Coach.
It is, Joe. The Rockdale has pretty well got first place locked up. I'm not taking anything away from Academy and the other folks they've got to play, but they have beaten Cameron, and they've beaten Lago Vista with, and so they're pretty well locked in to take first. Unless something very unforeseen happens, the winner of this ball game will be the second place team, and the other will be the third place team, and that makes a whole lot of difference of who you're playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, in that first round, you know, the bottom seed plays the top, and number two plays number three, and number three, number two, and so on. So, yeah, it as far as seeding goes, you're going to have a little, I guess, less competition in the first round. But then after that first round, everything kind of just levels out.
Oh, it does.
You know, it weeds out the weak ones, and you get down to business. Cameron Yeoman, Lago Vista Vikings. This thorn in the side of the Yeoman, these Vikings. They, you know, you see these back-to-back state championship T-shirts that the Yeoman sport. From 2012-2013, one loss in 31 games. They composed a 30-1 record through those two seasons, and that one loss is Lago Vista.
Yes, sir. They come in with the kind of outfit that they're going to run a little bit similar to Troy, but different at the same time. They come in with what they call the slot T, and then they will line up in so many that they'll put slots on both sides. They'll put wings on both sides. They'll put a slot on one side and a wing on the other. So it makes it hard for your defense to declare a strength when they're balanced like that. And then they'll bring a guy in quick motion and go attack you wherever they're going. And sometimes they'll take the split end and or the end where the wing back was and take him and split him wide on the other side. And so now you've got a slot on one side with an end wide and a wing on the other side. So the whole key is that the defense against this type of offense has got to read their keys. You cannot go thinking you're going to go do something else. You have got to read your keys, because those blocks and those keys will take you to the ball carrier. And the secondary has got to be very much on their toes, because the play-action pass, you get wrapped up in that run, and you step up, and the receiver goes by you, and it's all over. So they pose a real problem, a little different than Troy did. because they'll bring, I think, more size and more athletic ability along with that formation.
Well, while the Yeomen were beating up on Troy last week, kind of, Coach, a surprise that the Yeomen dominated that much?
I think it was a – I really think it was a matter of talent. Troy has a good football team. They don't have much speed at all. Cameron Yeoman's speed made a lot of difference, especially on defense and with the wide receivers. But, no, I wasn't surprised because I figured they were going to bounce back and bounce back in a big way.
Well, while the Yeomen were beating up on Troy, Rockdale was handling Lago Vista 33-21. Now, that's not much different than the Cameron Rockdale score of 34-27. So, and again, you know, the coaches always say this, the cream rises to the top. And right now it looks like that's Rockdale, Cameron, and Lago Vista, kind of the top three teams. That's going to be a battle down there for that fourth team possibly.
Yeah, it will be. But this game here tonight is going to be a battle royal. Like you said, Rockdale defeated us. We were driving to try to get the game tied up. They beat Lago Vista, but Lago Vista put up quite a fight. So this is going to be a dogfight here tonight, I guarantee you that.
Well, the Cameron Yeomen come into this one with a 3-4 record. And, of course, you know, strength of schedule, we always talk about that. But the Yeomen are 1-1 in district. And, of course, with only, you know, five district games, Coach, boy, this game is probably the game of the district tonight.
Oh, I think so. Not much doubt about that, because second and third place and who you're going to be playing in the playoffs is at stake.
Well, the Kansas City Royals lead the San Francisco Giants 1-0 in the first inning of Game 3 of the World Series. If you're following that, the series is even at 1-1. We'll try to keep you up to date on that throughout the evening as well. Lago Vista is here in Cameron. Other District 10 3A Division 1 score games are Troy at Florence. Troy should bounce back nicely there. And Academy visits the Rockdale Tigers. And, you know, that's why they play the games, Coach. I mean, you date back to 1974 when Elgin beat Caldwell 7-6. You remember that,
I
right?
I do remember that. I sure do.
Shouldn't have been on the field with them.
Cost me a fish, a seafood platter. I was glad to buy it.
Yeah, it put the Yeomen in the playoffs back then. That was that one playoff spot was a dogfight, you know. It's a little different today, but that put the Yeomen in the playoffs. So, you know, Academy's at Rockdale. Rockdale's heavily favored in that game, but you know, that's why they play the games.
Absolutely. Yeah. And besides that, if the other team is sound and they come in and don't make mistakes and play up to their ability, and you don't go into the ball game with the right frame of mind, that's called an upset.
That's absolutely right. The Cameron Yeomen host the Lago Vista Vikings in a game that really, I'm sure both of these teams have been kind of eyeing this game from preseason because of how it's been through the years. Coach, we kind of had Lago's number. 2010, we beat them in the semifinals that launched us to the state title game, which we lost in the last few seconds. In 2012, we beat them in, I think, the third round of the playoffs en route to a state championship. So we've eliminated, and it looked like last year we were going to meet them again in the playoffs, but they got knocked out of the playoffs the game before we would have met them. So, but when the games count, it seems like the Yeomen are always there to cash in.
Well, they are, and Lago Vista, I was listening to Brett and them do their pregame show about predictions and all that stuff. And two of the sports editors made the comment that Lago Vista seems to play the tough games. They seem to get up and play them better, tougher than they do some of the others. So that's the reason I think we're going to see a dogfight here tonight.
Well, you know, last year they knocked off two number one teams in the state. They beat the Refugio Bobcats in pre-district. And then they beat the Cameron Yeomen, who were ranked number one coming into that game last year. They only lost in 2 years. So, yeah, they get up for these games. It's a challenge, and they take that challenge seriously. Cameron Yeoman making their way onto the field. This is our pregame show as we count down to kickoff. It's about 5.5 minutes away from kickoff. In our pregame show, we will have our coin flip. We'll also have our starting lineups for you and the opening kickoff, all still to come. On you're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
That fall is perfect for getting cozy, and that makes it the perfect time to call Cox's Heating and AC for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252 today. That's 254-697-4252 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLB-009432E. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Welcome back to Yost Stadium as the captains are about to meet at midfield, and we'll bring you the coin toss live. Our coin toss tonight will be brought to you live by Myrick Burns Laywell Funeral Home, serving Central Texas family since 1908. Still to come, our national anthem as well. Reed Nickerson and company will guide the Yo offense tonight. His, of course, attributes coach are Trayon Smith, Aaron Sims, Sakori Smith. Just a lot of weapons offensively.
And Vincent Vargas. I mean, we're adding them.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, as Coach mentioned in his show this morning, it's hard to concentrate. I'm going to be interested in seeing what they do with their defense, because last year they didn't do anything other than just line up and play. They weren't trying to take away Sims. They weren't trying to take away Trayon. They just lined up and played football against us. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do tonight, because we've got weapons all the way across the field.
Our national anthem tonight by the Yo High School Marching Band is coming up. As we are approaching kickoff tonight, we'll have the coin toss and the starting lineups all before the kickoff tonight. Tonight's national anthem by the Yo High School Marching Band.
We honor America, and the Yo Band plays our national anthem.
Tonight's national anthem by the Yo High School Marching Band, as we are moments away from kickoff here tonight in this big district ball game. Cameron Yeoman and the Lago Vista Vikings. Always seems to be a showdown when these two teams get together. Captains for tonight for the Cameron Yeoman look like Lance Green, along with Trayon, check that, DeAndre Adams. Yes, Trayon Smith and Aaron Henderson will be the one outside the shoulder pads tonight as the captain for the Yeoman. And, Coach, we're going to have a hard time reading the numbers again tonight.
I know it. I told Chandler when they were warming up, I said, oh, we're gonna not going to like this.
We'll take it down to the field for tonight's coin toss.
Okay, guys. Mr. Willie going to be sizing our crew here, okay? So expect you captains to help us on that out, okay? All right, Lago Vista, you are the visiting team. You get a call the coin toss. I want you to say it loud enough where number 60 can hear. I want you to tell me what we said so we make sure we get this correct, okay? That is heads. What are you going to call? He said, what's called?
Aaron Henderson.
And it is heads. Cameron, you have won the coin toss. Y'all defer? Okay? And y'all want to receive the ball. Which end y'all want to kick from, sir?
We're going to kick to the concession.
All right, y'all come right over there. Stand that way.
All right, the Cameron Yeoman win the toss and will defer. They will defend the west end zone. That is the clock end zone here in the first quarter. So the Yeo defense will be on the field first tonight. Our starting lineup tonight brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Start your fall lawn and garden projects with a John Deere lawn tractor at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company. Starting lineup for the Yeo defense.
All right. I was just watching the official down there giving the wrong signals for who's receiving, who's kicking off. And then he started waving his hands like, I changed my mind.
For the
Yeo
defense.
Got you. I'm sitting here. The defensive ends are going to be Lance Green and Jesse Valdez. The nose guard is of ever-improving DeAndre Adams. The linebackers inside will be Ryan Cullen, Alex Ibarra, and George Martinez. The outside linebackers will be Daryl Flores and Trey Lewis. The left corner, Jalen Bryant. The safety, Johnny Alexander. And the rover, John Washington.
Brett said he wished he'd have recorded that.
You can't record nothing.
Well, we are recording, but we must have missed that little exchange there. All right, there's your starting lineups brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company. Our opening kickoff tonight is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions. Call Standards Lifecycle Solutions for the extra care you deserve for all stages of life. Eddie Luna tees it up for the Yeoman, a bright spot for the Yeoman last week. He went 6 of 6 on extra points, first time all season that the Yeoman have converted every extra point in a ball game. And backed two are back deep to receive, and again, the numbers are going to be brutal for us to look at and call. Here's a squib kick. It's going to be fielded at the 30-yard line, back up to the 35, up to the 40-yard line, and pushed forward all the way to the 43-yard line, and that's where the Vikings will have it first and 10.
That's a pretty fine return for one man against that whole left side over there.
Austin Polk will be the quarterback. Behind him, I think, will be Dawson Hernandez. Dallas Bradbury typically will line up in the slot for the Vikings. Ball is up to the 44-yard line, so about a 14-yard return, and about 10 of that was with Yeoman hanging on. So Polk will come to the line of scrimmage and go under center, slot left, two backs behind him, and the handoff is over the right side, breaking a tackle into the secondary. He's going to score. He is going to go the distance, 56 yards for the score on the first play of the game.
That was nothing more than handing the ball to the fullback with the halfback leading. Everybody just zone blocked, and he broke through and was long gone. There was no corner and no safety.
Just like that, the Vikings have put six on the board, a 56-yard scamper over right guard, and I'm not sure who that was. Number two, that was Dawson Hernandez. And doing the extra point chores for the Vikings is number 11. That is Colton Roach. And he puts it up, and it is good. And we have a flag over on the far side. And it's going to be offsides against the Yeoman. So the extra point is good. One play from scrimmage, 56 yards, and the Vikings put a 7 spot on the Yeoman right quick. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rockin' R Bail Bonds operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rockin' R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rockin' R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rockin' R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
Welcome back. As the Cameron Yeoman won the toss, elected to defer, and it backfired big time.
Not yet, it hadn't. Well, the choice was let them have the ball first.
Yeah.
Now,
and
we're going to get it start the third quarter, which is what they wanted. But I guarantee you, Coach Rhodes did not have in mind somebody going 56 yards on the first play. Usually you make a slot T team have to drive the ball 3, 4, and 5 yards at a whack, and they got 56-1.
Colton Roach will tee it up for the Vikings. And I think we've got Corey Smith. This is going to be a high, short kick. Johnny Alexander will field it at the 32, right up the middle. He's hit hard at the 38-yard line and brought down by Connor Vernaccio. And the Yeoman will have it first and 10 from the 39-yard line.
I want to mention something else before we get too far in this game, that penalties are going to be crucial in this ball game. Neither team can afford to get many of those things and stymie their offense.
Yeoman send twin receivers to each side as Trayon Smith is to the left of Reed Nickerson in the backfield. From the near hash mark. And Trayon will get the handoff, and he will lose 3 yards back to the 36.
Well, they lined up in a 3-3. They've been playing a 3 with two linebackers, sometime bringing up an outside linebacker. That time, they were gambling on defense because they're out there one-on-one. So I have a feeling we're getting ready to throw the football.
Trips go wide to the left. One man to the right is Vincent Vargas. It is second down and 13 for the Yeoman. Nickerson will hand off again to Trayon. Avoids one in the backfield. Gets back up to the line of scrimmage, plus a yard. He'll get to the 40, and it'll be third down and 9 for the Yeoman.
These guys will line up with their defensive ends right over our tackles, and a lot of times they'll slant the nose guard one way and the ends the other and bring a linebacker through. So we got to be able to pick up all those stunts.
This time Trayon Smith is the slot right receiver, and he'll get the pass over the right side, avoid some traffic across the 40, and is brought down on a great open field tackle at the 43-yard line.
Well, he knew where to hit him.
Yeah, and it is fourth down for the Yeoman. So a one-play, 56-yard scoring drive for the Vikings, and the Yeoman are three and out in their opening possession.
Well, I have a feeling that if that's going to be a pattern where they come up with a 3-3, we're going to be throwing on first down because they got man-for-man coverage out wide.
Trey Lewis, the punter, and he will punt it away high, and it's going to be fair caught at the 26-yard line by Tristan Martin, and that's where Austin Polk and his offense will have it first and 10.
Well, hopefully they'll have to drive the football to get a touchdown this time.
10:05 left in the first quarter, and it's 7-0 Vikings. Their first play from scrimmage went 56 yards for a touchdown. Our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance in Cameron. Call 697-6488. Polk will go under center. He's got one back, a wing right, and the handoff is right up the middle, and there is a fumble. There is a scramble for it. The Yeoman will have it all the way back at the 14-yard line. Picking up the ball for the Yeoman was Titus Lewis.
Well, he did the smart thing, but somebody should have been telling him, pick it up and go in the end zone, because there was no white shirt around him. His teammates weren't telling him what to do. He had a touchdown. All he had to do was pick it up and go. But this is a big break for the Yeoman.
So the Yeoman, short field now, first and 10 inside the Meleyers Discount Center red zone at the 14-yard line. As the Yeoman will send trips wide to the right. One man wide to the left is Sakori Smith. Nickerson will option left, and he will keep it. And he is brought down at the 12-yard line for a pickup of a couple.
I tell you, there's nothing worse than to look out there and see one of your linemen standing up and his man is making the play and he hasn't done anything. That's a busted play right there.
Trips go wide to the right, one man to the left, as Trayon Smith is to the right of Nickerson in the backfield. Second down and 8 from the 12, and Trayon Smith gets the handle. Cuts back inside, spins at the 5, and is down inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. A tough gain of about, they're going to spot him down at the 5. That's a tough run of about 6 yards. It's going to be 3rd and 1. They need the 4 for a first down. Yeoman have yet to throw a pass. Well, no, check that. They threw one little flare pass out to Trayon Smith. for a short gain. Trips wide to the right, one man to the left. Third and a yard from the five. And a direct snap to Trayon, and he is hit hard at the one-yard line. He didn't get in. Looked like he was going to make it in. He's inside the one, though, and it's first and goal for the Yeoman.
Well, that big safety came across there and caught him right under the shoulder pads and knocked him sideways. You don't see that very often.
So first and goal inside the one for the Yeoman. Trips wide to the right again. That is the wide side of the field as the ball is on the left hash mark. 7-0 Vikings. Yeoman trying to tie it up here early in this one. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon again, and this time he is in standing up and untouched. Four plays, 14 yards, and the one-yard run by Trayon Smith to cap it. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. It came after a Lago Vista fumble recovered by Titus Lewis at the 14. The extra point was blocked. Right up the middle comes somebody.
No, it came off the right side, Joe.
Oh, it did?
It came off the right side and came across there and was in there awfully quick.
And the Vikings hold a slim edge here with 8:28 left in the first. Our score 7-6, Lago Vista. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services, including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
Well, the extra point bug bit us again as the extra point was blocked. Yeoman went 6-for-6 last week against Troy with extra points. First time all season that they were perfect in that category.
Well, Coach Rhodes was questioning the official on this side because that young man got in there awfully quick without being off sides, and so they'll be keeping an eye on him.
Eddie Luna tees it up. This is a deep kick that's going to hit in the middle of the hash marks and be fielded on a first bounce at the 6. Back up and slipping and falling at the 20-yard line. And then a host of Yeoman come in. It's actually up to the 19, and that's where they'll have it, first and 10. I guess a knee went down at the 18-yard line. A lot of activity here in the first 3.5 minutes of this one.
You bet.
7-6, Lago leads it on a blocked extra point. Ball is just touching the 19-yard line, so that's where the Vikings will put this into play. Austin Polk will have two backs behind him as he goes into center with a slot right. He'll hand off over the left side, hit and dropped by Darrell Flores. No, that's Trey Lewis, who dropped Dawson Hernandez, the one who took it 56 yards on his previous carry.
Well, it was the very same play, except it came to the left side, and the linebacker was there.
A gain of 3 yards, second down and 7 for the Vikings. Don't forget, we'll have your Oscar Store halftime scoreboard update for you during our halftime show. One man coming wide to the left now, two backs, as the toss is to the right side to Hernandez, and he is brought down behind the line of scrimmage on a great open field tackle by the linebacker Ryan Cullen.
See, they came out that time. They brought the end from the other side over here. Looked like a split end, but they still had a wing back on both sides, and so then they pitch and go to the weak side, but we weren't fooled.
That's a loss of a yard, and it's third down and 8 now for the Vikings. While the ball is on the far hash mark, the Vikings are moving from our right to left here in the first quarter toward the clock end zone. Double slot, and the handoff is to the tailback, and he is spinning up across the 35 to the 38-yard line. He needed the 39, and it's decision time for the coaches in blue.
Well, he was lined up at the slot, came in motion. You're going to see that all night long. If that fullback behind him is not going to get it, it's going to be the slot back or the wing back carrying the ball.
And it looks like they're going to go for it, or at least they're going to try to draw the yeoman offside. They strip the sprint to the line of scrimmage, and they will hand it off. Hit in the backfield. I don't think he got it. Great penetration. DeAndre Adams, Titus Lewis. And he did not get it. It's Yo Football at the 27-yard line.
Well, there was a gamble that did not pay off.
Valdez getting credit for that initial contact that stopped the ball carrier, and the Yeoman have it at the 28-yard line, first and 10.
Well, there were four of them there. Valdez, he may get the credit, but I'm going to tell you what. That line, that whole side over there just pushed Lago Vista back.
Yeoman come to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the far hash mark, leaving the wide side of the field to the right, and that is at toward the Yo sidelines. Lined up over there is Jordan Wells and Vincent Vargas. Twins to the left as well. And Reed will throw for downfield. Looking across the middle. He's got Aaron Sims inside the 20, down inside the 10, and he's wrestled down at the 8-yard line. First and goal, Yeoman.
The coaches watched last year's film and saw that if you send two guys down deep, those two safeties have got to go back, and that opens up an area behind the linebackers, and that's where they sent Aaron Sims.
21 yards on the catch by Aaron Sims, and it's first and goal for the Yeoman. Inside the Malares Discount Center red zone, Nickerson will take the snap. He'll hand off to Trayon Smith, left side inside the five. He dives across the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Give the left side of our offensive line some credit because they just took the defense on that side and put them back in the end zone.
So the Yeoman will try to go for two here and make up for the spoiled extra point earlier, but have gained the lead for the first time tonight. 5:56 left here in the first quarter of play. 12-7 Yeoman as they line up to go for two. Trips wide to the right. A little bit of confusion, and now they'll send twins to both sides on a two-point attempt, and whistles before the snap. And the Yeoman will have to spend a timeout. Apparently, the play clock might have been running down, or there was too much confusion, so the Yeoman call a timeout in front of an extra point, something you don't see very often.
No, you don't.
5:56 left in the first. It's 12-7. We're back in a moment. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
It's your home away from home. The budget host in and suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern Hospitality at Budget Host Inn and Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway, book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn and Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. HostCameron.com.
Back to play. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman now, as after the timeout, the Yeoman will go for two, trying to make up for that missed or blocked extra point following their first score. We'll review your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive after this extra point attempt. Nickerson with Trayon Smith to his left in the backfield. Here's the snap. He's going to throw. Steps back, looks right. Now going to flush left. He's got a wide-open running lane, and he will head to the corner and convert the 2 points, and the Yeoman are up 14-7.
Well, they had all the receivers covered, no doubt about that, but nobody was over on that side of the field, and Nickerson just glided into the end zone.
So the Yeoman are up 14-7 now with 5:56 left here in the first quarter. Our first quarter, again, is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance Company in Cameron. Call your Farm Bureau agents at 697-6488. Here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Following the big fourth down stand by the Yo defense, the Yeoman would take over at the Lago Vista 28-yard line, and it only took them two plays to get into the end zone. A 21-yard Sims catch to the 8, and then Trayon Smith converts over on downs into points with an 8-yard sprint into the end zone. The 2-point conversion run by Reed Nickerson puts the Yeoman up 14-7. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Don's Paint and Body, with more than 20 years of experience, also specializing in windshield repair and replacement. Taking the dents out of accidents, that's Don's Paint and Body on West 4th across from Brookshire Brothers in Cameron. Call 697-2011. Eddie Luna tees it up. High kick and deep. It's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line. And then coming to the near sideline, and that is changing directions and stumbling up across the 30 to about the 33 is Tristan Martin for the Vikings. Well, the Lago Vista Vikings started this game off with a bang, a 56-yard sprint by Dawson Hernandez. But in their next two possessions, a fumble on the first play that was turned into points, and a four and out inside their own 30 that was also converted into Yeoman points. Here we go from the near hash mark. And the handoff around the right side from the slot. He's turned around at the 35 for about a one, maybe two-yard gain.
Safety came up.
That was Dallas Bradbury on the carry, and he picks up a yard.
Our safety came flying up as soon as they crossed the fullback and the tailback and gave off to the wingback. And he read his keys and was sitting right there waiting for him.
Second down and 9 for the Vikings. And, again, we will have some scores for you coming up. And I missed it. Oh, here's a run around the right side up across the 40 to the 44-yard line.
Well, they had a shot at him. 2 yards deep in the backfield, number 78 had a shot at him and just missed him. And he picked up the rest of that yardage.
Didn't catch the runner on that.
Number two,
that was Dawson Hernandez again. He's the workhorse for this Viking offense. And it's up to the 44 where it's a first and 10 for the Vikings. They'll huddle up about 5 yards behind the line and sprint to the line of scrimmage, sending a slot left, two backs behind Polk. And, yeah, motion all over the place. That's going to be an illegal procedure call against the Vikings.
Well, the wingback was going in motion, but one of the linemen was also moving.
So it'll back up the Vikings, and it'll be first down and 15 as the whistles blew that play dead.
First penalty of the ball game.
Rockdale leads Academy 15-7. 4 minutes left in the first quarter of that one. It is 10-7, Troy over Florence. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. And right here, it's 14-7, Yeoman, with 4:36 left in the first quarter. A lot of scoring going on in the first quarter across the district. The Vikings have called a timeout. We'll take a quick break with them. 14-7 is our score. The Yeoman lead it back in a moment.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds in Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas, trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
And we are back. It is first and 15 for the Vikings with 4:36 left in the first quarter, and the Yeoman with a touchdown lead, 14-7 over the Vikings. The Vikings have a first down on their 56-yard touchdown run, and since then they've picked up one more first down here in this drive, and it is their fourth possession of the night. First and 15 from the 39-yard line. Slot right, Polk under center. And he'll hand off to Hernandez again, and he is hit at the line and hammered. Wow, DeAndre Adams coming up off that pile. Ryan Cullen also over there. Ryan had a great game last week against Troy, and he's picked up right where he left off tonight.
He likes to play against the slot T.
Second down and 15 after a no-gain carry by Hernandez. And now one man comes wide to the left, but the handoff is going to be to the slot back from the right side around the left side, and that's Bradbury, and he will pick up about 4 yards to the 43-yard line, and it's third and 11.
Not a down that a slot T offense likes to face, third and 11.
Not at all. David Berriman, I think, is who is their wide receiver that splits out from time to time. And this time it is Derek Haynes who goes wide to the right. And the Bradbury comes in motion to the near side now. Polk under center, and he's going to throw. Sets up, and he throws across the middle. Got a man wide open, but overthrows him down around the 30-yard line.
That's the very thing that we talked about. They sent the man down wide. The man in motion went down deep. And then they took both tight ends and split them right down the middle. And one of them was running wide open, and they overshot him. You just cannot go to sleep on pass defense.
So it's fourth and 11. The punting unit is on for the Vikings. And back to do the punting chores is Tyler Kelm. Looks like he's wanting one more player to come out. 10 seconds left on the play clock. And now the Vikings are going to have to use a timeout. They can't get the punting unit intact on the field, so they'll take a timeout, and so will we. With 3:16 left in the first quarter of play, the Yeomen will get the ball back following this upcoming punt, and they have the lead 14-7. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Standards Home Health and Hospice knows that it can be difficult to make the decisions to receive in-home health care for yourself or a loved one. But when home health or hospice care is needed, know that the caring nurses and staff of Standards Home Health will be there for you. From in-home consultations to hospice care, their goal is to provide personalized service with care from the heart. Make the call today to Standards Home Health and Hospice, 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
We are back as the punting unit now is on intact with all 11. And Kelm will punt it away to John Washington or Aaron Sims, who stand double safeties back inside the 30-yard line. Here's the snap, and the punt is off. It's a high punt. And it's going to be fair caught by Aaron Sims. He fumbles it and then falls on it at the 23-yard line. You know, that puts the heart up in the throat of Yo fans, but none more than Aaron himself.
That's right.
So the Yeomen will have the ball from their own 23 here. With 3:08 left in the first quarter of play.
Well, defensive coordinator will be talking to somebody because the center snapped the ball, took off straight down the field, and not a soul touched him.
Twins to both sides now as the ball is on the near hash mark. Yeoman moving left to right here in the first quarter. Nickerson will take the snap, drop back, wants to throw. Right side, he's got Vargas. Vargas is hit and dropped at the 31-yard line. A gain of about 8 yards, maybe 7 yards for the Yeoman.
I'll tell you what's going to be hard on the Vikings is that if they're trying to cover this wide receiver with that halfback and you send that slot back straight down the field, that eliminates the safety from helping him, and now you're one-on-one and you can run a curl or an out all by yourself.
Second down and we'll call it three for the Yeoman. It's a short three. Twins to both sides again. And the handoff is, no, it's a reverse to Aaron Sims, and he's got room. Across the 35, the 40, down the sideline, the 45, midfield. And finally, the safety will force him out of bounds in Lago Vista territory at the 43-yard line.
Give one of the wide receivers on that left side a great block on an outside linebacker. Did a good job to spring him.
26 yards to the 48-yard line, and it's a first and 10 for the Yeoman.
Actually, it was Jordan Wells who got that block.
Trips to the wide side of the field now for the Yeoman. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon. No, that's John Washington in there. He spins at the 40, breaks a tackle, and is down inside the 40 to the 37-yard line, still on his feet. And the pile is pushed forward to the 35. But they're going to rule his forward progress dead at the 37.
Well, I don't think you're going to see that again because I looked up there and there's Sakori Smith standing out there with a guy 3 yards from him covering him man for man. with no safety, and that's not going to happen again, I don't think.
That's a gift.
Woo.
Trips go wide to the left. Sakori Smith is the far wide receiver to the left side. Vincent Vargas alone wide to the right. Ball is shading the near hash mark on a second down and four for the Yeoman. And movement against the Yeoman before the snap. And that second and four turns into second and nine. Academy has scored again, and it's 15-14, Rockdale.
Remember what we said about whether or not you're ready to play.
Second down and nine for the Yeoman from the 42-yard line. Twins to both sides. 1:25 left here in the first quarter. 14-7 Yeoman. And the handoff is to John Washington around the right side, down inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line. That's a first and 10 for the Yeoman.
Right side of that offensive line did an excellent job of picking up all their blocks.
Down to the 31-yard line is where they're going to spot it. First and 10 for the Yeoman. And now Trayon's back in for John Washington.
Well, they're gambling over there on the wide side of the field. You see how they're lined up? They can't cover us like that.
And here we go. As Trayon, right up the middle, has room. Actually runs over one of his blockers and picks up about 8 yards to the 24. They'll give him seven, and it's second down and three for the Yeoman, and we have a...
That may be the running back, Trayon.
That is Trayon, who is still on his knees in some pain. So we have a timeout on the field. We'll take a break here with them. 14-7, the Yeoman lead it. They had the ball, and they're knocking on the Viking red zone once again. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy Recliners, Sofas and Love Seats, Simmons Mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw Flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tenio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
All right, we are back. John Washington back in for Trayon Smith at the running back position. Twins to both sides. Second down and three from the Lago Vista 24-yard line. And Nickerson will hand off to Washington right up the middle. Washington spins a 360 and is hammered at the 20, but it'll be another Anderle Lumber Company first and 10 for the Yeoman at the 20-yard line. Trayon is being looked at by the All-American trainer, John Marek. I'll tell you what, I don't know what the Yo sports program would do without that man.
No, sir, don't either.
Unbelievable. Trips to the left side, one man wide to the right, and John Washington in for Trayon Smith as the running back. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. We head to the second. The Yeoman lead at 14-7, and they're inside the, or at the, Viking red zone when we get underway in the second. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Edward Jones is proud to sponsor the Cameron Yeoman. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. I'm Melanie Sheffield, your Cameron Financial Advisor. Now is the time to make investments that can grow to provide money for the ever-rising cost of college. For a free college cost analysis, call me at 697-6511 or stop by my office at 315 South Houston. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
And we are back as we get underway here in our second quarter of play. Tonight's second quarter is brought to you by Circle S Barbecue, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron, and Cameron Cleaners, providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yo apparel downtown Cameron.
Trayon Smith back in the lineup. And the reason you're going to see him run a lot is they have their outside linebackers worried more about the pass than they are the run, and our line's doing a good job, and Trayon's able to bounce to the outside.
Trips wide to the left. That's the wide side of the field. The ball is on the right hash mark now as the Yeoman move toward the clock end zone. He'll hand off to Trayon. Trayon looking for blocks and stumbles his way down inside the 20 to about the 16-yard line. A gain of four, and it's second down and six for the Yeoman. Nickerson, he'll take the snap. No, it's a direct snap right to Trayon. Trayon runs over one man. He gets a little help as he fights his way down to the 12-yard line.
Well, that was a safety, Joe. The safety is sitting there, and when we snapped it straight to him, he came flying up. He made a pretty good tackle.
Sets up a third down and two for the Yeoman as they are knocking on the door once again with a 14-7 lead. Twins go to both sides. Nickerson will take the snap this time. Hand off to Trayon again around the left side. Drags one man inside the five. He is in. Touchdown, Yeoman. His third touchdown of the night, and the Yeoman go up 20-7.
Tough, tough run.
And here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive quickly. The big play in this one was a 26-yard Aaron Sims reverse run that put the ball in Viking territory. And here is the extra point by Eddie Luna. It is up, and it is good. This one goes 77 yards in nine plays, capped off by that Trayon Smith run for the score. And our new score, 21-7. The Yeoman lead the Vikings, 10:50 left here in the second. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
John Deere 3 E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Welcome back as the Yeoman, after that first run of the night, have been in control of this one. Defense playing well. Offense just put together an impressive nine-play, 77-yard drive.
Well, the defense is going to have to continue to play well because these guys are going to keep grinding it out. But if they play well, the way our offense is running and the way that line's blocking, Trayon and whoever the running back are going to have a pretty good night because they are defending against the pass.
Eddie Luna tees it up and boots it away. Angle to the near side. It's going to be fielded at the 12. I think that one might have gone out of bounds had he let it go. Back up across the 25 and hit hard and dropped. You hear the Yo crowd on that Jordan Wells tackle at the 28-yard line.
Well, when we get the ball back, I'll explain. They are taking their outside linebackers and taking them way out there almost to where our widest receivers are. And when they do that, that leaves a halfback, a safety, and them all out of the run game. There's just two linebackers sitting in there with those three down linemen.
21-7, the Yeoman lead it. Slot left for the Vikings. Polk, the slot in motion, and it's a handoff up the middle to Hernandez, I think. He'll get across the 30 to the 33-yard line, a gain of five.
Hernandez will line up at the halfback. He'll line up at the fullback. He'll line up everywhere. They just want to get him the football.
10-20 and ticking here in the second quarter. Vikings are moving right to left, rather left to right now here in the third. They'll send one man wide to the left, And another man in motion sets up on the left side. And the handoff is around the left side to Hernandez. And, boy, he is stacked up. Lots of yeomen there. Titus Lewis leading the way along with Eddie Luna.
50, 60, 78, all three of them right there in the middle of that.
Third down and five for the Vikings. And the Royals lead the Giants 1-0 after three innings of play now in game three of the World Series. Third and five from the 33-yard line. Slot left, Polk under center. A man in motion is Bradbury. He'll get the call. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, my.
Give Mr. Green the credit for that. Number 44, Lance Green, shot inside of that tackle, and I mean hit him face up.
No gain, maybe a loss of a yard. And it's fourth down and punting time for the Vikings once again.
Fourth down,
Tyler Kelm back to punt, and he boots it away, end over end, high. It's going to be fielded by John Washington, who loses it, picks it back up, and is coming back to the near side. He is across the 30 and is spun down at the 32-yard line.
We're having trouble fielding punts tonight.
So the defense holds, and the Yogi offense back on the field with a 21-7 lead, first and 10 from their own 32.
We'll see if Lago Vista makes some adjustments or if they're going to stay out there and play the pass.
Here we go, first and 10 from the 32-yard line. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Moving right to left toward the clock end zone here in the second. And the handoff is to John Washington. He is across the 35, but then turned back.
Pretty good tackle down there. I'm going to get his number. Almost a perfect tackle. Number 53 for Lago Vista. Linebacker did a good job of filling that hole.
A gain of three, second down and seven for the Yeoman from their own 35-yard line.
Coming up to play the run.
Twins to both sides. Washington in for Trayon Smith in the backfield. It's a pass. Nickerson looking left. Oh, my, what a catch by Corey Smith, who put some spring in his jump there to go up tall and get that one.
And he took a punishing hit and held on to the football.
Up at the 45-yard line, that's a gain of 11 and a first and 10, actually at the 46. First and 10 for the Yeoman. That's a highlight reel catch by Sakori Smith. Trips go to the wide side of the field this time as Trayon Smith back in will get the handoff. He's across midfield down to the 49-yard line. And that's a gain of, they're going to mark him at midfield, so a gain of four, second and six.
Now they've taken their inside linebackers and stacking them behind the ends, which is over our tackles, and they're slanting the defensive linemen to the inside and letting those linebackers play outside.
Wells and Vargas wide to the right. Smith, Sakori Smith, Aaron Sims, a little bit of speed over here on the left side, wouldn't you say?
I'd say so.
And that's the wide side of the field, but the handoff is going to go. No, Nickerson this time pulls it out of the belly of Trayon Smith, and he'll run across midfield down to the 47-yard line before he is upended.
Well, he's got to learn to go up the field and not be trying to go sideways. If he'd have gone straight up the field, he had another 5 or 6 yards, but he wanted to try to outrun them, and he took a heck of a lick.
That's kind of scary, too, with his hip injuries that he's been suffering. I kind of cringe every time he carries the ball. Certainly don't need him to get hurt. Trips go wide to the left, one man to the right. Direct snap to Trayon. Oh, my.
No.
Somebody come blitzing in. That's the nose guard that pretty much ran over one of our linemen. And I think that was the center, Jason Anastasiadis. You know, that's a very difficult position. His first goal and most important role is to make sure that snap gets back there.
Well, and then the guard on each side of him is responsible for the inside gap, and somebody blocked outside and just turned him loose.
So fourth down and six, and Trey Lewis is on to punt for the Yeoman. John Washington is the up-back coach, and I know for a fact that we do have a fake punt in the form of a direct snap to Washington. But here's the punt. It's a high punt. It is going to be caught at the 14. Fair caught. And that's where the Vikings will have it, first and 10. 14,
36-yard punt, no return.
Cameron defense going to have pretty good field position if they can maintain it.
5:57 left here in the first half. 21-7, Yeoman. And let's see here. It is still 15-14, Rockdale over Academy as they start the second quarter there. 17-7, Troy over Florence. Polk under center. He'll send one man wide to the right, and he will hand off to Bradbury this time. Bradbury is up across the 15 to the 19, almost the 20-yard line. They'll give him the nose of the ball almost to the 20, give him 5 yards, second down and a short five for the Vikings.
Well, they've been getting good yardage on first down, but they've been running into problems on second and third.
And, boy, an unbalanced right side, huh? Wow, they've got six people lined up on the right side. The handoff is
fullback
to the fullback, and he is stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Might have got a half a yard.
Well, they came out unbalanced, like you said, hoping that we were going to shift over and give them a good trap block at the middle. But we just put a linebacker in there, and nobody else moved and played that play very well.
So third down and three now for the Vikings from just outside their own 20-yard line.
Somebody cover those tight ends.
Two backs, slot left, and the handoff is to the fullback, but we have a flag before the snap, and that's going to be an illegal procedure call. That's a big penalty.
Yeah.
If you're a Lago Vista fan or player or coach, you're not liking that. It goes from third and three to third and eight.
Well, you chalk that one up to the quarterback. Quarterback did not have his wing back on the right side set, and he just went up there and snapped the ball. He forgot to look over here and see.
Clock rolling. Approaching 4.5 minutes left here in our first half. The Yeoman with a 21-7 lead. 21 unanswered points after that first play of the game goes 56 yards for Lago Vista. Here's the handoff around the left side. Hit and drop was Fernandez.
Number 52.
Ryan Cullen was in there, 42, and Alex Ibarra also, and Daryl Flores is down on the field. And that is, Coach, our backup quarterback for this ball game. And Daryl is has been hampered with a bad shoulder since, I think, the China Spring game.
Well, that could very well be what this is. At least he's moving around. And that's what the first thing you look for when you go out on the field, if you're a trainer or a coach, is he moving?
Well, Daryl is being tended to on the field as the Yeoman take a knee. Traditionally, the Lago Vista team does not take a knee when there's an injured player.
I came to the
realization last year that I don't think that's a disrespectful thing. I think that's just something that they've never been taught to do. Maybe they just don't do it.
Well,
but it's not out of disrespect for the other team. But as they tend to Daryl, we will take a 30-second break here. 21-7, the Yeoman lead it back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Jason Donock with Edco Development. At Edco Development, we want to help you plan for the future. If you have plans for a new office space, residential construction, or a total remodel, Edco Development is ready to give you a free estimate to help you make plans for that future project now. Edco Development provides complete commercial and residential construction and roofing. So give us a call first at 254-697-2186. 697-2186. Edco Development, let's see what we can build together.
Still working on Daryl Flores down at about the 16-yard line, and now he's sitting up. And it looks like it is something to do with his... No, now it's going to be his left leg that he is not putting any weight on. My goodness, that doesn't look good, Coach.
No injury looks good.
Yeah, but some look better than others when they're coming off the field. That doesn't look too good.
Well, this it appears to be either his ankle or his knee on his left side, and he's putting no pressure on it.
Yeah, he is. It is fourth down and seven for the Vikings, and the punting unit comes on, and the Yeomen should get great field position out of this when they receive this punt. 4:09 left in the first half. Daryl is a very vital part of the Yeo defense. He has become a monster in that outside linebacker position.
Well, he has grown at that position. He was getting blocked earlier in the year, and he has learned how to take them on with the correct shoulder and also how to avoid them. But this thing happened all in a pileup, and there's no avoiding anything in a pileup.
So here we go with a punt as Tyler Kelm will boot it away, and he gets this one off, and it's a beauty. End over punt, nose over punt, fielded at the 43 by Aaron Sims. He's up to midfield. There is a flag flying in.
Yep.
As Sims goes down at the 48-yard line.
Block in the back.
And this one could cost the Yeoman some field position, but they do have plenty of time to work with on the clock with 3:53. And we'll try to see if we can't get an update on Flores maybe at halftime, see what's going on there. In the meantime, it is going to go against the Yeoman. The penalty is going to be marked back to the 38-yard line where the Yeoman will have it first and 10.
I don't know if you were watching the game last night when Cedar Hill was playing DeSoto, but they had six block in the back penalties on kicks during the game. The officials just came up with an automatic signal.
Trips go wide to the left, one to the right. That is Vincent Vargas alone wide to the right. And Nickerson will hand off to John Washington, looking for a hole, bounces outside, breaks one tackle, turns the corner. He's across the 45 and out of bounds at the 48-yard line. That is a gain of 10 yards, and it may very well be enough for a first down.
Well, they misgauged his speed, I'm going to tell you that. They thought he was going to turn it up inside, and then he got to his outside, to his wide receiver, and bounced outside of him and got a good block.
So it was enough for a first and 10 as the Yeoman move the chains. And they'll send twins to both sides again, showing blitz, the Viking defense, as Nickerson will drop straight back, looking left, sets up, throws deep down the near sideline. And this one is incomplete as Sakori Smith was in a battle with the defender.
Well,
but both were looking at the ball.
That's right.
And both, both sets of eyes are on the ball, it doesn't matter. You both have right to it.
That's correct. That was good coverage by the defensive halfback or cornerback on this side. That's excellent coverage. I think he's going to have to go and fake in or fake out and then take off upfield because he just ran a streak.
Second and 10 now from the 48-yard line.
And that cornerback is already 7 or 8 yards off of him, so he's going to have to... He's going to have to do a double move of some kind before he's going to get behind him.
The Yeoman call a timeout just before the play clock expires, so they'll use their second timeout of the half here, and we'll take a break with them. It's second and 10 at the 0-48 when we come back. The Yeoman lead at 21-7, 3:38 left in the half. This is Yeo Football on the Ranch.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis and Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
Welcome back as we get back to play here. The Yeomen working toward the clock end zone. Send twins to both sides on a 2nd and 10 from their own 48-yard line. The Yeomen lead it 21-7 with 21 unanswered points after an opening play touchdown by the Vikings. Nickerson dropping back. Now rolling right, looking on a scramble. He throws the ball on the run. It is caught and dropped. Vincent Vargas up down around the 45-yard line. Couldn't hang on to it. And it's 3rd and 10. Well, as good as the defense is looking, Coach, you might have two downs to get a first here.
Well, I don't know that he'll take that chance with a slot T team as efficient as they have been.
Your defense looking pretty good since that first play.
But you don't want to give them the ball with four down territory.
Twins go to the whole field is 4-down territory. Here's a screen pass to John Washington, trying to get outside, spins a 360, and he is down inside the 46 to the 40s. Well, they're going to mark him at the 46. So you think this is a punting situation, huh? It's 4th down and 4. That looks to be the case. Now, keep in mind,
we have a fake.
Yeah, we have that direct snap fake to John Washington. You know, with Jacob, the normal punter who can also throw, out with a shoulder injury, they've put this fake in this week on a direct snap to Washington. On a 4th down and 4 from the 46, but this is a punt away by Trey Lewis. And it's going to hit at the 16 and roll out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
Pretty effective punt.
Can't argue with that. 2:34 left in the first half. The Yeomen, you know, have used two of their three timeouts. So, and typically, you know, you got a slot T team that doesn't throw the ball very much. So, the Yeomen, I guess, on a 3 and out could get the ball back. Well, it doesn't take them much time, does it?
Nope.
With plenty of time. To put another.
Say, right about this time is when you better start looking for the play action pass.
Slot right for the Vikings. Polk under center. And Bradbury goes in motion from the left side to the left side, but it's a handoff to Hernandez, and he's stacked up
42
at the 17.
Just stuck him right there.
That is Ryan Cullen.
I mean to tell you, he stuck him right in the pulley bone.
And it's 2nd down and 7 for the Vikings. Approaching 2 minutes here in the first half, 21-7. The Yeomen lead it. All points being scored, I think, in the first quarter. This time they'll send twin receivers to the left. But they're going to hand off over to the right side and dropped in the backfield by Eddie Luna, linebacker for a lost back to the original line of scrimmage.
They brought a wing back over in motion and lined up in front of him, but that didn't do any good because Luna just went straight through him and made the tackle.
Well, he lost 3 on that. It's 3rd down and 9 now for the Vikings, and they may be wanting that play clock to run down. Still have about 10 seconds on the play clock, 1:25 left on the game clock, and the Yeomen, and now they're going to use a timeout with just about 3 seconds left on the play clock. And if the Yeomen could hold on this play, the Yeomen might use a timeout, their final of the half, and still have 1 minute or so to work with. 1:23 left in the half. It is 3rd down and 9 for the Vikings from their own 16-yard line. When we come back, this is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Hey there. It's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
Welcome back as Lago Vista still huddled around their coach over on the sidelines. The Lago Vista Athletic director and head football coach is Alan Hare. And he sends his team back out on a third down and nine with twin receivers wide to the left as Polk goes under center. And he will roll to his left, wants to throw. Got a man streaking down the right sideline, but he throws back to the right side, and it's broken up. Lance Green right there to break it up. Titus Lewis and Ryan Cullen also back at the 10-yard line, creating the chaos for the O defense.
He was trying to throw a screen pass, but they were all over that one.
And that stops the clock, and the Yeomen can save their timeout as Laga Vista will have to punt it away from near their end zone as Kelm stands at his 2-yard line for the deep snap. And the snap is a good one. The punt is off, and it's an end-over-end angle to the far sideline, and it takes a Yeoman bounce. Back inside the 35 and out of bounds at the 31-yard line.
Well, he did not want to kick the ball deep to those two guys with speed back there, so he tried to kick it away from them and didn't get all of it. Got all 17 yards.
And the Yeoman have it inside the Lago 30 at the, no, I'm sorry, the inside the 35 at the 32-yard line, first and 10, with a minute 12 and a timeout remaining here in the half. Twins to both sides for the Yeoman. Treyon Smith in the backfield. Yeoman trying to add to their 21-7 lead. And here is the reverse around the left side to Aaron Sims. Aaron cuts back inside at the 30 and dives down to the 28-yard line for a gain of 4.
Well, if he can get some of his offensive linemen out of the way who were pulling around
now,
there.
Coach, I resemble that statement.
I know you do, but they got to turn up the field. They were running sideways, and he's about to put cleat marks in them.
I don't know how you can get it out of his way. Quick pass left side. That's caught by Corey Smith inside the 25 and out of bounds at the 21-yard line goes Corey Smith, and that's a first and 10 for the Yeoman.
44 seconds to go.
And Corey working that sideline stops the clock on the out-of-bounds play.
They've got a new nose guard in the game, too.
Twins to each side for the Yeoman. Ball is on the near hash mark as Nickerson dropping back looking left. And now he'll throw deep into the corner of the end zone. Wide open, Aaron Sims. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, this is where the inside receiver, that was a perfect example of where the outside receiver went down and stopped. And that half, that corner just stopped. And Aaron Sims went down and broke away from the safety, and it's touchdown.
Not sure how many yards that was, but Eddie Luna will kick the extra point up and no good. Wide left. So the first officially missed extra point by Luna.
Yep.
That wasn't blocked. This one was just missed off of his foot. But the Yeoman go up 27-7 on that connection of 20-plus yards from Reed Nickerson to Aaron Sims with 38 seconds remaining in the half. We're back in a moment. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
From your assets to the ones you love, life insurance helps you take care of your family now and in the future. Call Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud at 254-583-2467 to find out more about life insurance products available from Texas Farm Bureau. Breathe easier knowing your family will be secure with a life insurance policy that's right for you and your family's needs. Call Connie Tyndall, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud to start protecting the things that matter most in your life.
And we are back as the Yeoman, the defense holds again. Boy, the Yeo defense has shined since giving up that 56-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage tonight. And they shined once again here and got the ball back inside Viking territory, and the offense did the rest of the work. That was a three-play, 32-yard drive by the Yeoman. For the scoring drive, the extra point was missed. 27-7, your Don's paint and body scoring drive. Here's the kickoff that's going to bounce into the end zone. And it'll come out to the 25, and that's where Lago will have it with 38 seconds left.
Well, to explain that scoring play, they have a half a cornerback out here, and they have a outside linebacker, and then they have a safety back there. But the outside linebacker is not going to go over 5 or 6 yards deep. So the outside receiver just went down about 8 yards and stopped. And when he did, the halfback, a cornerback, took him. And that left Sims going right straight down the field. And the safety didn't know which way he was going. When he broke to the outside, it was all over.
First and 10 for the Vikings now. Twins go to the left side. The handoff is right up the middle to Hernandez. And he is going to spin across the 30 to about the 31. Give him 6 on the carry. But they may not get another playoff. Hustling to the line of scrimmage to get another playoff with 20 seconds remaining. And rolling right goes Polk. Wants to throw over the right side. Missed his receiver. Threw behind him. And Titus Lewis was there defending anyway. That was Bradbury, the intended receiver. And that stops the clock with 15 seconds left. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our Germania halftime report. In that, bring you the Yo High School Marching Band halftime performance presented by Ideal Poultry. We've got our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard for you. We'll get you up to date on all the area games around Central Texas. And we'll also be drawing a name from our registration box at Rattlers for a $30 gas card if the Yeoman can score a touchdown in the third quarter. Third down and 4 for the Vikings. And a flag in the deep in the secondary. And that's a delay of game call against the Vikings.
Vikings have had trouble all night getting those plays in time.
And it's third down and 9 now for the Vikings. 15 seconds left here in the first half. Bradbury goes in motion, and it's going to be the belly bomb play. It's going to break a tackle in the backfield, but the Yo defense just swarms on the right side at the 31-yard line for a gain of about 5 yards, and that ought to do it.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that's the first time that Jesse Valdez has seen that play because he had his hands all over him and then turned loose. He actually had him for about a 4-yard loss and didn't realize he had the ball, and when he did, it was too late.
Well, with 2.1 seconds left, fourth down from the 31-yard line. They're changing the clock now. They're putting
Yeoman took a timeout.
They're taking the Yeoman took their final timeout, and they put 5 seconds on the clock. So 5 seconds is plenty of time, huh?
Well, they're probably going after the punter.
They'll snap the ball, and it's not like a kickoff. The clock doesn't. Starts at the snap, not at the catch of the ball. So the punt will probably be the final play of the first half. But, again, if the Yeoman go after the block, well, they could run that one in for a touchdown, too. 27-7 is our score.
If they know where to go to block it and not touch that punter. That's the key to the whole thing.
Here's a shocker. The Academy Bumblebees have gone up 21-15 on the Rockdale Tigers.
We talked about that before the game. No way that's supposed to happen, but one of you shows up ready to play and the other one is not, and anything can happen.
And that's in Rockdale, by the way. 21-15 Academy course. You know, there's a whole lot of football left.
I was going to say, Coach is going to have a talk with him at the half, and we'll see what happens the second half.
But, yeah, that, oh, my goodness, it is now halftime, and it's 28-15 Academy. Halftime. 28-15. Here's the punt on the final play as Yeoman try to get back there but can't. And it's going to be, it's going to hit at the 40, and it's going to be fielded by Aaron Sims at the 30. There is a block in the back as Sims is across the 50 down to the 40, and he's going to be out of bounds on the final play. But it would not have counted if he had run it all the way back. That's going to do it. Wait, I think it's going to do it. That's going to be the end of the half as the Cameron Yeoman in control here, 27-7 over the Laga Vista Vikings. It's halftime. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
And we are back at Yo Stadium for our Germania halftime report as the Yo band will heed to the visiting band. I don't know that the visiting band even came tonight. Yes, they did. Okay, so they will march first, and while they're doing that, we'll take care of our halftime business here. We'll do our stats first as our statistician Chandler Barton has those stats for the first half. Chandler, how about it?
Okay. The Yeomen have 9 first downs in this first half, and the Yeomen have completed 7 out of 9 passes with no interceptions. The Yeomen have thrown for 70 yards, and they've rushed for 84 yards, for a total of 154 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeomen is Aaron Sims with 43 receiving yards and 1 touchdown. The leading rusher for the Yeomen is Trayon Smith with 49 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. The Yeomen have no fumbles in the first half, and they have 1 penalty for a total of 5 yards. Laga Vista has 1 first down, and they've completed 0 out of 3 passes with no interceptions for no passing yards, and Laga Vista's rushed for 107 yards for a total of 107 yards. The leading rusher for the Vikings is Dawson Hernandez with 83 rushing yards and 1 touchdown. The Vikings have 1 penalty for a total of 5 yards and 1 fumble in this first half.
All right, there you have it. The Yo defense, I think, is the key in this one as they have forced the Vikings to go for it on fourth down a couple of times, have held them and have had taken over in great field position. Now, Coach, you know, 56 yards on the first play, that's more than half of the yardage that they've gotten the rest of the first half with only 107 total yards. So, really, the Yo defense looking really sharp against this wing T.
Well, they are. They're playing very good assignment defense. And the fact that Lago Vista on third down and 6 or third and 7 is still running the football tells you that they don't have much confidence in their passing game. But if you're down 20 points at the half, you better have some kind of a jet-fueled offense on the run game if you think you're going to get back in it in the second half. By just running the ball.
Well, the Lago Vista band is on the field. Last night, kind of took it on the chin with our sub-varsity games. The freshman and JV traveled over to Lago Vista, and the freshman coach lost their first game in 2 years to the Vikings. 12-7 was that score. And then the JV was handled pretty well with, I think, a loss of like 33-7 or 36-7 to the Vikings. You know, our JV really is, well, they've been robbed, basically.
Yeah, they're missing five of their would-be starters.
And, that's something that in a class this size, you know, when you don't have a big senior class, you rob from the sophomores, and it really disrupts that continuity that the sophomores have had all the way up through seventh grade.
Oh yeah, well look at them. Their main wide receiver is up on the varsity. Their first and second string quarterbacks for the JV are up on the varsity. And then you look at some of the size of these linemen down here, you know, you don't have to miss too many guys, and all of a sudden you've got a real gap to fill.
Yeah. But the JV has played very well this year. I think they've lost 2 games, so they're really battling tough in the adversity. I think they lost 1 or 2 to grades, and then there's been 1 or 2 to injuries. I think they're fielding 16 players now.
So yeah, I think I heard your coach say this morning they're 5-3 on the year.
5-3. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to the Germania Halftime Report. When we come back, we will take a look at that Oscar Store halftime scoreboard for you. Some shockers out there. We'll let you know about them in just a moment. This is Yo Football, our halftime score. The Yeomen lead at 27-7.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust. Germania.
Is
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium Halftime Report presented by Germania Insurance. Sharon Ruback and crew over at Germania supporting the Cameron Yeoman each and every year presenting our halftime show. And during our halftime show, Coach, we like to take a look at the coach's corner. What's going on in those locker rooms?
Well, in the Cameron locker room, things are pretty calm. Other than the fact that they turned the nose guard loose and the linebacker loose, you know, just twice, the offensive line has done a good job. I think we've gotten them out of playing the pass because they are now having to try to bring up people to stop our running backs. And when they do that, then they open up the middle. And the pass that we threw earlier across the middle, we haven't tried it again with Aaron Sims coming down in front of those safeties. But that's going to be there all night long. Lago Vista is going to be talking about blocking and not turning the ball over. They gave us 14 of those 27 points on two fumbles, and you just can't do that in a good, tight football game. Penalties and turnovers will turn the tide in a hurry. So I'm sure he's telling them we got to hold on to the football. I don't know what they're going to do on defense because they can stop the pass, but they can't stop the run, or they can stop the run and can't stop the pass. And that's what we talked about before the game, is that when you have receivers all the way across the field and all of them can go deep and all of them can catch the ball and you're worried about them, then Trayon Smith and his replacement number five, John Washington, are going to run with that football because the offensive line is doing a good job. So They've got some rethinking to do and see what they want to do, and they've got to tell their kids. I don't think it'll be a problem, but I think they've got to tell the kids you can't let up. If you think 27-7 is bad, you better go out there, and we've got to keep the football away from them. We've got to move the football, otherwise they're going to get it, and we're having trouble stopping them.
All right, let's take a look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard now. And we'll check out teams around Central Texas, and we'll start out just from top to bottom as they appear here. Round Rock is up on Hendrickson 18-7. It is Lexington beating up on Hearn 27-0 at the half. Holland is 31-20 leader over Thrall at the half. And the shocker of the night so far is the halftime score over in Rockdale, where the Academy Bumblebees have a 2-touchdown lead. It's 28-15 at the half. Elsewhere, here's a battle. Lorena and Mahia. Halftime, Mahia with a 2-point edge, 14-12. Gerald is a 3-point leader over Marlin late in the second quarter, 23-20. Midway doubling up Killeen at the half, 28-14. College Station trailing A&M Consolidated, 17-10 at the half. And that's one of those big rivalry games that has emerged. The number three Temple Wildcats beating Waco, 28-14 at the half. Thorndale and Riesel are battling. It's 8-6 Riesel at the half. Moody and Rosebud Lot also in a war. 20-17, the Cougars from Rosebud Lot have the lead late in the second quarter. Number 7, Crawford, trailing number 2, Mart, 33-28 with a minute and a half left in the first half. It is Troy over Florence, 17-10 late in the second quarter. Rogers shutting out Dublin at the half, 17-0. It is Elgin and Hutto tied at the half, 14-all. Number 4, Bremont beating up Milano 21-0. That's a halftime score. Bruceville Eddy leading Chilton 15-12 at the half. Caney Creek is trailing Bryan 14-10 at the half. Here at Yo Stadium, the Yeomen have a 27-7 lead over the Lago Vista Vikings at the half. It is number 8 Georgetown over Vista Ridge 23-14, and that is late in the first half. Belton beating Ellison at the half, 24-0. Let's see, in a game played last night, Snook put it on Granger, 69-0. And a game that will be played tomorrow, the number 9 ranked Calvert Trojans will take on High Island. That's going to be in Calvert with a 2 o'clock kickoff tomorrow at Wilkerson Field. There's your halftime scores brought to you by Oscar Store in Oscar, Texas.
You know, that's a Cameron boy coaching those Snook Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And for, you know, forever and ever, they were a basketball town.
Oh, yeah.
But here they've started to emerge as a competitive football team as well.
He started building from nothing, and it's just been a slow progress, but they're getting there.
Well, the Yo Band making their way onto the field for their halftime performance here tonight. And we're about midway through the halftime. As keep in mind, the Yeomen won the toss and deferred, so they'll get the ball in the third quarter. And they lead the Lago Vista Vikings 27-7. Now, how all this started was real simple. The Lago Vista had the ball first after the Yeomen deferred, ran the ball on the kickoff out to the 44-yard line, and on the first play from scrimmage, Dawson Hernandez goes 56 yards for the touchdown, and with only a few seconds off of the clock, the Vikings had a 7-0 lead. But the Yeomen come storming back with 27 unanswered points to lead it at the half, and they have simply the defense has simply played superb, shutting down Lago Vista, allowing only 51 more yards since that opening 56-yard sprint. The Yo defense allowing only 51 more yards in the first half as the Yeomen lead it 27-7. We're going to take another break with the Germania. We'll be back with our halftime performance of the Yo High School marching band presented by Ideal Poultry right after this.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
And welcome back to Yo Stadium, the Yo High School marching band on the field with their halftime performance. It is presented each and every Friday night here on the halftime show by Ideal Poultry in Cameron. We'll take it down to the field for the performance. Well, let's see. I don't have... I might have to keep it up here. I don't have any kind of signal from... it's on. Okay. Yo Band on the field, so
is your band ready?
Halftime performance coming up. You know, we're going to win the halftime show. You know that, right? We typically, we're kind of like the Aggie Band in college. We're going to win the halftime show. It takes a little while for them after they take the field to get all set up and go through their routines and so forth, but we're about to get some horns blowing here. Yo High School marching band. We'll take it down to the field. High School Marching Band with tonight's performance presented by Ideal Poultry Breeding Farms of Cameron, as we are about 5 minutes away from the second half kickoff. The Yeoman in command here, 27-7, and really, other than, again, that first play of the game, Coach, putting a pretty dominating performance together again.
Well, they really have. They have really read their keys. They tried to throw a screen pass, and we had three people in the middle of a screen pass. play they ran for a touchdown for 56 yards. They came back and have tried to run it three other times, and it's made about 4 yards total. So they've really made some adjustments. But I really think what it is they're reading their keys, and they know what their assignments are, and they're sticking to them.
And that's the name of the game when you play a slot T.
You've got to.
And the Cameron Yeoman have taken on that challenge last week with Troy and put together a dominating performance, just really seconds away from their first shutout of the season. And then they come in here and continue that.
Well, this Lago Vista team is a lot quicker than Troy was, and so their plays are happening a lot quicker. Troy's were a little slower getting to the line of scrimmage and getting outside, and Lago Vista has got some real quickness and some pretty good blockers, but if your guys are following their keys and reading them, it's hard to run that if you're not going to throw the football. And I don't think they've thrown it, what, twice? Once was a screen pass, and once was a pass past the line of scrimmage, and that's it. They've had to run the ball the rest of the time, so it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do in the second half.
Well, Reed Nickerson out warming up. He usually comes out a little earlier than the rest of the team to get his arm warmed up. Although, what has he passed for in the first half? We haven't really thrown the ball a whole lot. We're... How many passes?
7 of 9.
So we've thrown 9 passes in the first half. That's a little low for the Yeoman.
Well,
the running game's working.
Yeah, their defense has dictated what we're doing. They've taken those outside linebackers. They've gone outside. They've got the safeties back there. They've got those cornerbacks sitting over there. And last year, that outside linebacker kept coming back to the inside and would come in and sometimes line up there, and sometimes he would stun in there. And they haven't done that because they have been too worried about the passing game. And so we've been able to run that football. Then towards about halfway through the second quarter, they started changing things up and putting more people in the box up there, which means that we're going to be able to throw the football more.
Well, we're awaiting the second half kickoff as both teams are making their way back onto the field, and we will wrap it up for our Germania halftime report here and be back with the second half kickoff in a moment again as we start the third quarter. The Yeoman in control here, 27-7.
The Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
We are back now as, let's see, let's take about a 90-second break and be back, and we'll announce the name that we've drawn from the Rattlers registration card when we come back right after these words. Again, our halftime score, 27-7.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Sheffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Sheffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from Ebco Development. Sure, someone working out of the back of their truck can always offer you a cheaper price, but sometimes they're kind of hard to find after the job is done. Remember, Ebco Development has been there for you for more than 25 years, offering quality roofing, remodeling, new construction, and more. Call us first, 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
All right, the crowd was just briefed on the Rockdale halftime score, and it was rather pleasing to them.
I think Coach Miller probably had a pretty good halftime discussion with them, and so it'll be interesting see what happens if they can come out and put it together in the second half. A lot of times it's hard to do. If you haven't entered the game in the right frame of mind, it's hard to get in there after you're down two touchdowns. But Rockdale's a very talented football team, and it'll be interesting to see the outcome of this one.
Well, the Lago Vista Vikings tee it up as Aaron Sims and Sakori Smith are back to receive the kickoff. Johnny Alexander has been the kind of the go-to guy. He stands at the 40. They like to kick that high short kick, and here we go, underway in the third quarter, and it's another high short kick. It's going to be caught by Alexander at the 40, and he's downed immediately. Might have been wise to fair catch that one.
Yes, sir, that's what I was thinking.
Trying to catch the Omen off guard there, but Alexander feels it, and he's downed immediately at the 40-yard line. Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron, proud to support Yeoman football, supporting the youth of Milam County in academics and athletics. Coming to the line of scrimmage, the Yeoman are 60 yards away here to start this third quarter, as they'll send Trips to the wide side, but goes to the right side, and that's Vincent Vargas, who hits and is smothered for a loss of 2 yards.
Well, like I told you, they've got an outside linebacker. They've got a cornerback out here, and they've got the inside linebacker coming on the run with a safety coming. And so I think we're going to run the football.
Second down and 12. Trips go wide to the left, and Vargas alone wide to the right. Ball is on the near hash mark as the Yeoman move right to left, or left to right. Hand off to John Washington, looking for a seam back up to the 41-yard line, a gain of 3 yards. And it's third and long for the Yeoman.
Well, I think the Yeoman have discovered something. They have brought a safety up there, and he's lined up right behind the two linebackers, and he's spying on with the running back. Wherever the running back goes, he's going. So it's opening up some passing lanes deep.
It is third down and 9 for the Yeoman. Trips wide to the right. That's the wide side of the field. And Nickerson dropping back. Quick little crawfish screen to Jordan Wells. He's across the 45, up across midfield, and down to the 48-yard line, and that's enough for a first down for the Yeoman.
Good blocking that time by the wide receivers.
That'll move the chains for the Yeoman. As we come to the line of scrimmage, a handoff to Washington. He is spun down at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Trayon Smith yet to enter the game here in the second half. And Darryl Flores is out on the bench, out of his pads, and he is in some discomfort.
Well, I talked to his dad over here next to us just before we started playing, and he says they think it's a cracked kneecap, but they won't know till they x-ray tomorrow.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman on a second down and 10. And Trayon Smith is back in the game. Dropping back is Nickerson. Quick pass right side. Snagged by Vincent Vargas, but then hit hard in a vulnerable position because that was a high pass. but he held on to it at the 45-yard line for a short gain of three.
Well, tell you what, you're going to fake that thing here in a minute and take off and going to stop and go, and it's going to be 6 points.
Third down and seven now for the Yeoman from the Laga Vista 45-yard line.
See how wide this linebacker is out here?
Trips go wide to the left. Vargas alone wide to the right. Ball on the right hash mark. As the Yeoman are moving away from the clock end zone here at Yo Stadium in the third quarter. Quick pass. No, it's Nickerson rolling right now on a scramble. Dumps it over the middle but can't connect as Trayon Smith was running wide open at the 30-yard line.
Coach is having a little conversation with him, too, because Trayon was wide, wide open.
Well, I frequent a lot of practices, and they do practice that scramble drill all the time. And the receivers are trained to come back toward the sidelines, and, you know, there's a lot of practice that goes into that scramble pass. But that's going to set up a fourth down and seven, and Trey Lewis is on to punt it away for the Yeoman. Here's the snap. It's a good one. And the punt is off, a high end over end. And it's going to hit at the 18. We've got a flag over here as the ball rolls dead at the 9. As Trayon, as Aaron Sims and Tyler Kelm have a flag thrown toward them and at the Yo sidelines.
Well, Sims was out here wide trying to get to the punt, and this number 7 was out here trying to keep you from getting there, so it'll be interesting to see.
Ball is down at the 9-yard line. It's going to be holding against the Vikings. So Kelm held Sims. That's about the only way you keep him down is to
hold
him.
Oh, yeah. The speed he's got, I don't think they've got anybody who can do anything but hold him.
So that may go half the distance to the goal line. It looks like the nose of the ball may be touching the 10-yard line, so this will go back to the 5-yard line.
Wait a minute. What was his signal?
Holding against Laga Vista. Now they're motioning holding against the Yeoman. The initial signal was against Laga Vista, but the head ref must have made a mistake on his direction.
Sort of like who was kicking off and who was receiving.
So Laga will start at their own 20-yard line after the penalties marked off against the Yeoman. The Yeoman couldn't do anything with their opening drive.
Well, now the defense needs to make sure that Laga Vista can't.
One man goes wide to the right for the Vikings. Slot right, and Polk under center. Bradbury's in motion, but it's a handoff to Hernandez, and he is off to the races again. Finally brought down from behind by Johnny Alexander at the 42-yard line. That is a 22-yard scamper by Dawson Hernandez.
That's just a fullback trap right straight up the middle.
And quickly to the line of scrimmage. Bradbury in motion. He'll get the play call this time, and he is stacked up after about 3 yards to the 45-yard line. And the Vikings have a second down and 7 now, working toward the clock end zone. And the ball shading the right side of or the right hash mark. One man wide to the right. And the handoff to Hernandez again. And he is up across the 45 to about the 48-yard line for a gain of 3 more. And it's going to be third down and 4.
Well, I'm not too sure that the wide receiver was out there before they snapped the ball that time. Quarterback snapped the ball, and he was still moving, and the official didn't throw a flag.
Well, they are quick to the line of scrimmage and quick to snap it. Here we go with slot right this time. Under center is Polk. Hand off to the tailback, Hernandez. He lowers his head and is driven back by Trey Lewis on some great contact there, but not before Hernandez gets to the Yo 48-yard line, and that may move the chains. That's exactly where he needed to go. Yeoman wanted a measurement. The officials motion to move the chains. He had to have a pretty good eye to call that one without a measurement.
Well, Cameron Yeoman defense just need to bow their neck here because Laga Vista's come out with some fire in them.
One man goes wide to the right this time. Slot right comes in motion. That's Bradbury to the near side. And the handoff is on the trap play right up the middle for a two-yard gain. As Eddie Luna comes in off the bottom of that pile along with DeAndre Adams, and it's second and eight. From the 46-yard line. Again, wide to the right goes Derek Haynes. And the handoff this time is to Bradbury, who is hit hard at the 44-yard line. A couple more on the play. And it's third down and six.
Well, that was Green and Titus Lewis on that tackle.
Titus Lewis and Trey Lewis are having pretty good ball games defensively, but boy, DeAndre Adams, Eddie Luna, Ryan Cullen, Lance Green, all having a good game tonight. Here we go on a third down and six, slot left, Polk under center. A man in motion is Bradbury, and he's going to throw it. And he is going to be flushed out of the pocket and sacked back at the 49-yard line. Eddie Luna there. But I think DeAndre Adams and Alex Ibarra were there first.
That is correct.
Fourth down and 13. Well, the O defense comes up on a big play there, as it looked like Polk wanted to throw that ball. And he had a receiver running open, but, you know, the best pass offense, a defense, is the rush.
That's right.
And that's where Polk failed on that one. Here's the punt by Kelm.
Maybe.
Yeah. Fourth and 13 from the 49-yard line. The snap is high, and Kelm hauls it in and boots it away. It's going to be angled to the near side. It's going to hit at the 28 and take a yeoman bounce up to the 32-yard line.
Well, they're still trying to kick the ball away from our two safeties, and when they do, they're not getting much yardage.
And they're not getting a bounce either.
No.
5:22 left in this third quarter. And the Yeomen with their second possession of the quarter. Our third quarter tonight brought to you by 10-4 Logistics of Cameron. Proud to support Yeoman football. Jeff Gilner and the staff always supporting the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the left. Vincent Vargas alone wide to the right. Short side of the field.
No safety.
And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon Smith. Trayon trying to bounce outside, and he can't do it. He is run down after about a yard gain.
Well, they have brought the safety up and put him up there like a third linebacker, and the middle of the football field is wide open. There's nobody back there.
Well, they're about to exploit that, I think. Reed was getting the call from the coach, and here we go, sending two receivers each side. Trayon Smith in the backfield, and Nickerson will take the snap. He's going to hand off again to Trayon up the middle. Trayon is tackled after about a two-yard gain to the 36.
Well, they're playing all kinds of games up there, and it's going to be difficult to run in there. But without that safety in the middle of the football field, there's a lot of green grass back here.
Again, two receivers each side for the Yeoman. Third down and six from about the 37-yard line. Nickerson will throw. Stepping back, looking right, sets up in the pocket, and now dumps one. Oh. Intercepted at the 47-yard line, brought down by Nickerson himself. At the 42.
Vikings will have it in your territory about the
just a misfire. There really wasn't anybody around that one.
No, there wasn't.
Nickerson threw it right into the hands of a defensive back who batted it up in the air, but had plenty of time and focus to wait for it to come back down. And it's first and 10 for the Vikings at the 42-yard line.
Well, I'm waiting for us to come back and throw to Sims, where we send the two receivers down deep and bring Sims across about 12 yards deep.
One man wide to the left this time for the Vikings. It's a wing left, two backs in the backfield. As Polk goes under center, Bradbury in motion. The handoff to Hernandez right up the middle, and he fights down to the 35-yard line. That's a 7-yard pickup.
Well, that's just a trap. It's a trap play right straight up the middle.
Second down and a long three, slot left. Working fast, the Viking offense. And the handoff again right up the middle. And this time, DeAndre Adams Oh, there's a flag that comes in. DeAndre had his jersey, I think.
I think he had his helmet.
Oh, that's going to be a personal foul face mask. Maybe it was his face mask.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big one against the Yeoman. There used to be such thing as an inadvertent face mask.
No more.
No more, yeah, but that would have been a flagrant one. It's just a matter of how hard the head used to jerk.
That's correct.
But now anything like that is a 15-yarder. It moves the ball down to the 20-yard line, where it is first and 10 for the Vikings from the 0-20. 3:25 remaining here in the third quarter. One man goes wide left, wing left, and a man in motion is Bradbury. And the handoff on the counter play is snuffed out. A loss of a yard, second and 11. Jesse Valdez on the defensive end of that for the Yeoman. Second and 11 from the 21-yard line. Vikings sprint to the line of scrimmage, slot right, hand off to the slot back over the left side inside the 20, down to about the 16-yard line.
Well, they faked the fullback one way, the tailback the other, and gave off to the slot back coming around behind the trap block.
And now it's third down and 6 for the Vikings from the 16-yard line. An unbalanced left now, slot right, and the handoff around the right side is to Bradbury, and he is going to be run out of bounds right at the first down marker. He may have picked it up. They have it marked at the 11-yard line. It is fourth and less than a yard from the Yo 11. The Yo have held on a fourth and short once already tonight. As the Vikings sprint to the line of scrimmage, setting up a slot right, and the handoff is right up the middle for the first down and then some to about the 6-yard line. And it's first and goal now for the Vikings. Under 2 minutes to play here in our third quarter, 27-7 is still the score. That was our halftime score. And this is a drive that started with an interception, slot left. Handoff is to Hernandez. He is in the end zone for the score from 6 yards out.
Well, their right side just drove the left side of the Cameron Yeoman defense straight back, and now we've got a player down on that side.
Well, we've got Coach Marek heading out there along with Coach Rhodes, and we'll take an injury timeout here for the Yeoman. Meanwhile, Trayon Smith will check in defensively for the Yeoman. A minute 31 left in the third quarter. Our new score is 27-13. That was a 7-play, 42-yard drive off the heels of a Reed Nickerson interception by the Vikings, and the extra point is coming up. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan, and they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
Welcome back as we are in an injury timeout. That is Titus Lewis, who has really played well, but he is up and walking under his own power. Looks like he may be a little wobbly. I don't know. But
yeah, there's no limp or anything else, so I think he just got his bell rung.
Well, he'll be escorted off of the field as we go to play here Not sure what kind of formation we've got going on.
They're going to line up and kick it, but they're waiting to see if we got enough folks out here to cover. Yeah. So they'll throw it over here. And if you're not covering the center, if you'll notice the center, no, he's covered up. That receiver out there, sometimes that receiver out there is off the line of scrimmage and your center's eligible. Nobody knows it.
Yeah, now they're going to shift. In fact, they're going to bring in five different players from the sideline and check out five players, so or even six players. I'm not sure. I guess, like you said, they're checking our coverage there.
Checking the alignment.
And now the extra point formation, the snap, the kick, and it is good. And with a minute 31 left in the third quarter, our new score, the Cameron Yeoman over the Laga Vista Vikings, 27-14 after the Colton Roach extra point. We're back with the final minutes of our third quarter in a moment. You're listening to Yo Football on the Ranch.
Hey there, it's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
All right, we are back. The Rockdale Tigers have closed the gap in the third quarter. 28-21 is the new score there. Academy still leading the Tigers. They held a 28-15 halftime lead. The Vikings will tee it up and kick it away after turning a turnover into 7 points. And they cut Cameron's lead to 13. 27-14, Kelm boots it away. High and short. Fielded by Vincent Vargas at the 26, up across the 40, and spun down at the 44-yard line. So a pretty good return by Vargas to set up the Yeoman. And we have a name drawn for our gas card, by the way. I didn't announce that, but we haven't given it away yet. It is Brenda Alford. If the Yeoman can score a touchdown here in the 1 minute and 25 seconds remaining in the third quarter, you'll win a $30 gas card. Twins go to both sides. It doesn't take the Yeoman long to strike, that's for sure.
And they have no safety.
And Nickerson will take the snap, and he's going to hand off to Trayon Smith, and Trayon's across midfield, runs over a linebacker at the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 11, and it'll move the chains for the Yeoman.
Well, instead of coming to this side, he went to the other side, and boy, there was a hole.
First and 10 from the Viking 45-yard line. Trips to the wide side of the field, and again, Trayon, a little bobble on the handoff there, and that kind of messed up his rhythm. He loses 2 yards. Clock rolling with 53 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Yeoman trying to answer back on Lago Vista's third quarter touchdown. Trips wide to the left. One man to the right is Vincent Vargas. And Nickerson takes the snap. He's going to throw. Looking right side, left side. He's got Jordan Wells caught on the bubble screen, but a great tackle at the 46-yard line for about a 1 yard gain.
I'll tell you what, their secondary does a good job of tackling in the open field.
And here we go. Third down and 11 from the Viking 46-yard line.
Now they'll drop those safeties back there. But when it's a running situation, there's no safety back there, and we can really send somebody down the middle.
And we have the end of the third quarter. We didn't give the gas card away. Hopefully we'll do that next week when we travel to Florence on a Halloween night. But for now, we head to the fourth. Our score, 27-14 Yeoman. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
From your assets to the ones you love, life insurance helps you take care of your family now and in the future. Call Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, at 254-583-2467 to find out more about life insurance products available from Texas Farm Bureau. Breathe easier knowing your family will be secure with a life insurance policy that's right for you and your family's needs. Call Connie Tyndall, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, to start protecting the things that matter most in your life.
And we are back. Our fourth quarter tonight is brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. Become a member. Join the Booster Club, meeting Mondays at 7 at the Yo High Fieldhouse. It is third down and 11 for the Yeoman from the Viking 46-yard line. They need the Viking 35 to keep this drive moving, or at least a good portion of that. Trips go wide to the left, one man wide to the right. And it is Trayon Smith who has shared with John Washington in the backfield, but Trayon's back there now. And Nickerson on a draw play will fumble the ball to Trayon, but Trayon tracks it down.
He just never got the ball to Trayon. Trayon was sitting there waiting, and Nickerson just kind of reached out and let it go, and it fell on the ground. Trayon, just a mess up.
Trayon Smith was lucky enough to track that one down, and it's fourth down and 12, and Trey Lewis is on to punt it away for the Yeoman.
Well, the Cameron offense needs to get something going because the defense is spending all long time out there on that field.
Here's the snap, and Lewis boots it away. It is a high one that's going to hit at about the 13 and take a roll all the way down inside the 5, and it's killed at the 3-yard line. Johnny Alexander probably could have fine-tuned that down to the 1, but he didn't want to take a chance.
No, I didn't want him to take a chance either. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've seen us take those chances.
Uh-huh. They'll spot it at the 4, so that's where the Vikings will put it into play, 1st and 10.
This is good field position for the defense. Now they got to hold them.
11-12 left in the ball game. Nobody wide. The handoff is going to be to Hernandez, and he is going to be stacked up at the line. No gain. Well, they're saying there's a fumble. The Yeomans say they have it, but we don't see any indication by the officials. And they're spotting the ball at the line. Maybe a yard gain up to the 5. And it's 2nd and 9. Clock rolling, 10:40 left in the game. The Yo offense sputtering here in the third quarter. A man goes in motion as Polk will hand off. No, he'll pitch it out to the right side, but the Yeomen are there to snatch it out. Titus Lewis, another great play back at the 3-yard line.
Well, he would not be blocked. He would not be blocked, and he kept his feet, and with his speed, he just ran him down.
And it is 3rd down and 12 now for the Vikings from the 3-yard line. Yeah, big play here as the Yeoman defense could hold here and force a punt. Yo offense will be right back in business. To the line of scrimmage they come on a 3rd and 12 from the 3-yard line. And it is going to be stacked up at the 9 on a handoff up the middle of the trap play.
Well, we had him stopped at the 4-yard line, but we could not hold on to him.
Well, it is 4th down and 5 now after the 7-yard run out to the 9-yard line. And the punting unit comes on for the Vikings. So the Yo defense did their job. And now the Yo offense needs to get rolling here.
Well, you've got to take what they're giving you.
Kell boots it away end over end. It's going to be fielded by Washington at the 40. He's got lots of room, but he's going to hand it off to Aaron Sims. And Aaron is inside the 30, the 25, the 20. Comes to the corner. He's not going to be caught. Touchdown, Aaron Sims. We have a flag at the 40. A block in the back probably is going to bring this one back.
Same individual who got it earlier in the ball game.
The flag is at the 39-yard line.
I was hoping maybe the official over hadn't seen it, but he threw that yellow hanky. You know, it was commented last night on TV of that other ball game that, you know, if you see the other guy at the back of his number, you just got to let up. You cannot put your hands on him. If you can see the his number on the back of him, don't touch him.
So they'll mark the, they'll take the 7 or the 6 off the board and mark the ball back at the Lago 49. So the Yeomen are 49 yards away. 8:54 left in the ball game. And a 27-14 lead, Yeomen. Sims and Smith, Sakori Smith, wide to the left. I think that's Wells and Vargas wide to the right. Trayon Smith, the running back. And now the Yeomen are going to call a timeout. Couldn't get the play called, and the play clock was ticking down to 3 seconds. So the Yeomen are going to take a timeout. We'll break with them. 27-14 when we come back. Yeoman will have it first and 10 at the Lago 49. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch. That's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their 3 locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank and Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium as we get underway. With 8:52 left in the ball game, the Yeomen, after their first timeout of the second half, have it first and 10 at the Lago 49-yard line. A 45-yard Aaron Sims touchdown punt return was called back due to a block in the back. Two receivers each side for the Yeomen. Ball is on the far hash mark as the Yeomen work toward the clock end zone here in the fourth. Nickerson will take the snap, dropping back, looking left, and he's going to throw long downfield, Aaron Sims, and it's incomplete at the 20-yard line.
Well, actually, Aaron got a little shove in the back by the gentleman trying to cover him on the wheel route, and the official was not in position to see it.
So it'll be second down and 10 for the Yeomen from the 49. Against Smith and Sims, wide left. Jordan Wells and Vincent Vargas, wide right. Ball on the right hash mark. Second down and 10. Nickerson dropping back. Draw play. That's to Trayon Smith. He stutter steps at the line. He's across the 40, the 35, going to the outside, breaking a tackle. Inside the 30. And finally, out of bounds at the 29.
No.
And there comes a flag.
A ridiculous block. The man was already out of bounds. We were already out of bounds, and we had to throw a block and knock a guy down.
That was a 20-yard run by Trayon Smith.
It's going to end up being 13.
And let me see. The head ref says a personal foul against the Yeoman.
Yep.
It is a dead ball, so it should be a first down for the Yeoman, I think.
Well, I saw two of our offensive linemen jumping up and down and going over to one of their teammates and telling him that was not necessary. We just got through making all those yards. The play was over.
A dead ball should be first and 25, but they're marking it first and 10. So we'll take that. It was down at the 29-yard line, but they marked the penalty off and then set the chains first and 10 after the dead ball personal foul. From the 44-yard line, first and 10, Nickerson will hand off to Trayon again. Trayon stutter steps inside the 40, spins down to the 38-yard line. That's a gain of 6.
Pretty good job by the offensive line, and what Trayon's having to do is read that third linebacker, that safety that comes up there and is really just spying on him. He's taking the handoff, and then he's looking to see where that guy is and trying to avoid him.
Second down and 4 for the Yeomen. trips to the wide side of the field. As Trayon again gets the handoff to the wide side, and he is inside the 35 and down to about the 32 with his forward progress, and that will give the Yeoman another first and 10. The Royals are up 3-2 after six innings of play in Game 3 of the World Series. First and 10 for the Yeoman from the Lago 32-yard line.
Trayon getting a rest.
Two receivers each side. John Washington, the running back, and he'll get the handoff right over the left side. He bounces outside. He's inside the 30, gets to the 29-yard line. That's a gain of about four.
I'll tell you, the Vikings are well coached. They pursue all over that field. Their problem is if we ever cut back, we've got a whole lot of speed, and there's not anybody back on the backside.
3-yard gain, second down and seven for the Yeoman. Two receivers each side. Ball is on the left hash mark. As Nickerson wants a quick pass out to Aaron Sims inside the 30. He is darting around to about the 27-yard line.
Their secondary does a good job of tackling in the open field. They were not going to let him break loose.
And it's third down and five. About a 2-yard pickup on that reception. It is Sakori Smith and Jordan Wells wide to the left. Aaron Sims, Vincent Vargas wide to the right. Third down and five. And the handoff, no, it's a quick pass left side. This is Sakori Smith. He's inside the 25 and down to the 23-yard line. And that's going to be close to a first down.
Maybe about a foot.
Depending on the spot.
2-foot shot.
It is going to be first and 10, Yeoman. They're moving the chains.
What were we saying about their eyesight?
You hardly ever see measurements anymore, do you?
No.
The only time you see a measurement is on a, well, we won't go into that.
No.
First and 10 for the Yeoman from the 23-yard line. And the handoff is to John Washington, and he dives to the 20-yard line. Just outside the 20, a 2-yard pickup, second down and eight. Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club. Be sure and join the Booster Club Mondays at 7 at the Yo High Fieldhouse. All you have to do is show up, get involved, and then watch a highlight reel of tonight's game. That's Monday at 7 at the Fieldhouse. Wide receivers, three to the left, one to the right. Quick pass left side. That's Aaron Sims. Avoids a man at the 25. He's inside the 20 and down at the 18-yard line.
I'm going to tell you, we saw it in the Rockdale game. We're seeing it again. If they ever just drop him back like he's going to catch the pass and send the man outside instead of blocking for him, send him deep, I'm telling you, he's going to be wide open because every time Sims backs up, they come flying.
Rockdale's in trouble, folks. 35-21 is the score. 10 minutes left in that ballgame. Trips go wide right. One man wide to the left. It is third down and a short five for the Yeoman from about the 18-yard line. Nickerson. No, it's a direct snap to Trayon. Trayon looking for a seam. He spins free, spins down, and the flag comes in at the 17-yard line.
Holding.
It'll be holding against the Yeoman. So it could be fourth down and three or third down and 15.
Well, the thing that the Yeoman are doing right this minute is they're eating up an awful lot of that fourth quarter clock.
Yeah, under 5.5 minutes to play in the ballgame now. And Lago Vista trailing the Yeoman 27-14. The Yeoman are scoreless here in the second half.
What is this penalty?
And they said holding, but I guess they're determining whether they want to accept the penalty or not. It would be fourth and three or third down and 15. And they're marking off the penalty against the Yeoman, so it's going to be third and 15. From the 28-yard line. Yeoman have two downs, obviously. to get to the 14-yard line or thereabouts, 13-yard line. The Yeomen have had success over the middle one time throwing the pass, but haven't really returned to that yet. Twins to both sides. Nickerson dropping back. Now he's looking down the left sideline. He throws one long downfield. Corey Smith is there, makes a diving effort, and can't come up with it 8 yards deep in the end zone. Wow. Corey had a chance at that one.
He sure did.
And he gave it all he had. He stretched his frame out but couldn't come up with it. And it is fourth down and 15 for the Yeomen. Ball is at the 28-yard line. Yeoman, obviously, you're going to go for it here unless there's a little pooch kick.
Nickerson no.
Will take the snap, dropping straight back. He's got time, sets across down the across the middle, and this one is caught. Oh, my goodness, how did Jordan Wells come up with that ball at the 2-yard line? He was in all kinds of traffic being jerked around by defenders.
Well, he was wide open for about 4 seconds there before Nickerson ever turned the ball loose. And then the secondary closed in on him, and he still made the catch.
Jordan Wells, first and 10 at the 2 after the 26-yard catch. And a direct snap to Trayon Smith, and he waltzes in for the touchdown, and the Yeomen are up 33-14. On a fourth down and 15, the play of the game might be that one right there. Not
yes,
the
sir.
Scoring play, but the Jordan Wells catch at the 2. That was a remarkable catch. Here's the extra point by Eddie Luna. The kick is low and no good. Wide to the left, and once again, our extra points are floundering. But the Yeomen are up 33-14 with 4:43 left in the game. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
Well, we are back as the Cameron Yeoman put together a 10-play, 49-yard drive, and on fourth down and 15, Reed Nickerson connects across the middle to Jordan Wells for 26 yards down to the 2-yard line. Very, very well may be the play of the game right there.
I believe it is.
So far, anyway, and I don't see one any more important than that one.
No, sir.
It set up a 2-yard TD run by Trayon, his fourth of the night, and the Yeomen go up 33-14 after the extra point failed. Here's the kickoff. High and deep, fielded at the 9-yard line. And going back across the grain to the 25 and up to the 30, about the 32-yard line goes Tristan Martin. He's still on his feet. Actually spins free and gets up to about the 39-yard line. Ball spotted at the 39, first and 10 for Lago Vista. They've got 4.5 minutes to work with, and they trail the Yeoman 33-14. And again, big upset brewing in Rockdale, also, although the Tigers have answered back with a score of their own, now 35-28 midway through the fourth quarter in Rockdale. Slot left under center, and now a lot of shifting. They'll send five wide receivers. A wide to the right, Twins to the left, and Polk wants to throw. He is going to be sacked. Jesse Valdez back at the 32-yard line. Well, they split everybody out wide and left nobody to block.
Jesse Valdez was all over him. He ran right through the block of number 44. He wasn't slowed down at all.
A loss of 7 yards, and it is second down and 17. Again, slot left, And the slot in motion, that's Bradbury, and he is up across the 35 to the 37-yard line.
Slot T teams have a lot of trouble throwing the football when they're behind.
And now we've got a player down. Well, the Yo defense has really taken some hits tonight. That is Eddie Luna, who has played so well for the Yeoman defensively. And he is...
Looks like it might be one of his arms.
Yeah, right arm or shoulder, and he is up and walking off.
I think
he has had a heck of a game tonight.
I think he just got one of those tinglers because he was holding it, and then the pointing to telling Mark, you know, I think he just got a tingler.
A tingler, huh?
Stinger.
Is that another word for a stinger?
That'll do it.
A tingler. A tingler. Wide to the right goes one man as the, sacked again. Jesse Valdez gets Polk again back at the 30, and there's a flag after the play.
Yep. Came in and hit Valdez after he was getting up. The guy came in and tried to block him.
So Jesse Valdez is wreaking havoc, and this is going to be a personal foul against the Yeoman.
You have to be kidding me. You have to be kidding me.
Huh. Another loss of seven, but they're marking this off as a personal foul against the Yeoman, and it gives the Vikings a first and 10 from the 46-yard line.
Coach Rhodes wants to know who.
I guess maybe there was some verbiage out there that caused the flag. Slot right. Polk will hand off to Bradbury around the right, left side, and Bradbury is hammered. That is about a 2-yard gain. But you're right, Coach. I mean, the Vikings simply don't have enough time with their offense to do what they have to do to win this game now.
Nope.
Second down and 8. For the Vikings from the 47. They trail 33-14, 2:40 left in the game. And going wide to the left is Haynes. A double wing, and one of those wings goes in motion. And the handoff hit and dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Guess who? DeAndre Adams. Oh, my. That was just total domination on that play by Adams.
Well, he just manhandled the center that time and penetrated.
A loss of a yard, and it's 3rd and 9.
And the clock is running.
And I think the Vikings see the writing on the wall. It is 35-28 over in Rockdale with 7:22 left in the game. And we have a timeout on the field by the Vikings. With 2:01 remaining in the game, 33-14 is our score. It's 3rd and long when we come back. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Here's some common sense financial tips from Main Street. Live within your means. Save a percentage of your income. Build your credit. Use it wisely. Become very good at what you do. Do it a lot. These are the common sense financial basics. These apply to the individual, family, business, city, state, and nation alike. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Welcome back as the Vikings use their first timeout of the second half. With 2:01 remaining in the game, the Vikings have it 3rd down and a long 9 from their own 46-yard line. Each team with 2 timeouts remaining, the Yeoman in command here, 33-14. Each team scored once here in the second half. The Vikings will line up with an offset I formation, and the tailback gets the call, and he is across midfield down to the 45 to the 41-yard line. On a burst from the tailback position. Looked like just your traditional power eye.
That's all it was.
And I think that was Jacob Carpino on the carry. Moves the chains for the Vikings at the 41-yard line. Back to the wing tee as the handoff over the left side. That may be another carry by, I couldn't tell who it was.
Jesse Valdez had hold of him.
I think that was Hernandez then. Dawson Hernandez with a 4-yard pickup.
He's got over 130-something yards rushing tonight.
Second down and 6 now for the Vikings. A minute and 12 remaining in the ballgame. Wide receiver to each side now. And the tailback gets the handle right up the middle, and he has good yardage down to the 31-yard line, and that should move the chains for the Vikings. But again, they're churning up lots of time. Under a minute to play now in the game. And the O defense desperately want to keep them out of the end zone here, just for pride's sake. Again, that power eye formation. Hand off the tailback and down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line for a gain of about 4 more goes Carpino.
Stopped by Titus Lewis.
Titus having a heck of a night tonight. And we have a timeout that is called by the Vikings with 42 seconds remaining. It's their second. When we come back, the final seconds of this one, the Yeomen lead it 33-14. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back as the Yeomen have this one in the win column. But the O defense trying to keep the Vikings out of their end zone here in the final seconds. It is second down and 7 or 6 for the Vikings from the O 26-yard line. 27-yard line. Twin receivers go wide left. Under center is Polk. He's going to set up and wants to throw across the middle. Had a man open and missed him.
Big tight end. He was wide open. We had too many guys chasing one man going deep. We had 4 guys back inside the 10 and nobody around the 21 or 15-yard line.
Have they completed a pass tonight? No completions on the night. And a couple of times they've had wide open receivers, but Polk just didn't get it there. Third down and 6 now. Again, wide receivers to each side. One man behind Polk in the backfield, and he'll get the handoff. He's hit at the line, breaks free again, inside the 20, down to the 14-yard line before the Yeomen catch up to him. And it is first and 10, 27 seconds remaining. Here's a play around the right side. And there's a flag as
I think
the ball
they just caught him.
Tackled at the 10-yard line. That was Carpino on the carry, and this one is going to be holding. Lance Green spelled defensively for Jaleel Pope. And the flag is going to go against, well, it's going to go against the Yeomen.
What did he call?
12 men on the field. So it'll mark the ball inside the 10, 22 seconds remaining. Slot left, and the handoff around the right side is inside the 10, down to about the 5 or 6-yard line before the Yeomen cage him up, and the Vikings, with 10 seconds remaining, use their final timeout of the night. We'll keep it right here as it's just a matter of pride now for both of these teams as the Yeomen will put this one in the win column. But to what extent? 33-14 is our score. We'll don't forget about our Friday night finals. Brett will have all of the finals from around Central Texas for you coming up on Friday night finals after our broadcast here tonight. Still no further updates on the Rockdale Academy game, but our latest update with 7:22 left in the game, Academy leading Rockdale 35-28. right here. 10.2 seconds remaining in our fourth quarter. And the Yeoman will go to 2-1 in district play and will finally reach the 500 mark on the season at 4-4. It's been a long crawl back.
It has been.
But the Yeoman should be really in command of second place in the district, possibly a tie for first if the score holds up over there.
Very strange.
Here we go on a second down and two from the six-yard line. 10 seconds remaining, maybe the last play, as Polk will roll to his right, wants to throw. He is going to be sacked back at the 16-yard line by Eddie Luna. And that's going to do it. It ends with a quarterback sack by Eddie Luna as the Yeoman win this one here tonight, 33-14. We'll be back with our post-game show, a talk with Coach Rick Rhodes. We'll have our stats for you, and we'll have some highlights for you all coming up in our post-game show right after this. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
Welcome back. The Academy Bumblebees are going to do it, folks. With a minute 42 remaining, it is 42-28. And Academy is looking at one of the biggest upsets in the state of Texas, beating the number three team in the state, Rockdale Tigers, at home in Rockdale. That's going to put the Yeoman tied for first place in the district with the Tigers as we have, two games remaining in the regular season.
Two games remaining.
The Yeoman will go to Florence next week and host the Academy Bumblebees right here at Yost Field in the final game of the regular season. Well, let's see. Let's go on and take a look at the stats for tonight with our statistician, Chandler Barton.
Okay, here are your stats from tonight's game. The Yeoman had 14 first downs, and the Yeoman completed 15 out of 21 passes with one interception. They passed for 124 yards and rushed for 130 yards for a total of 246 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeoman was Aaron Sims with 48 receiving yards and one touchdown. The leading rusher for the Yeoman was Trayon Smith with 95 rushing yards and four touchdowns on the night. The Yeoman had five penalties for a total of 50 yards and no fumbles. Larga Vista completed 10 first downs, and they completed 0 out of 4 passes with no interceptions. They rushed for 193 yards for a total of 193 yards in the game. The leading rusher for the Vikings was Dawson Hernandez with 149 rushing yards and two touchdowns. The Vikings had three penalties for a total of 15 yards and one fumble in the game.
All right. There you go. That's I don't remember the last time. They completed a pass, two passes, didn't they? But all rushing, all yards on the ground for the Vikings tonight as they go 0-for through the air. Cameron Yeoman completing their prayer at midfield as they beat the Vikings 33-14 here tonight. We're going to get a chat with Coach Rick Rhodes in just a moment as Academy is about to put it on the Rockdale Tigers. Now, that is just amazing. That's like Samson and – I mean, it's just – it's just crazy.
Well, we talked about it before the game. You asked me, and I told you that there's no way physically, personnel, and talent-wise that Academy can play with Rockdale. But if Rockdale does not come into the game with their mind set on playing football and Academy comes out fired up and doesn't make a bunch of mistakes, this is what can happen. Well, I would be interested to see how many of those penalties were results of Rockdale mistakes. In other words, turnovers and things like that.
You mean how many of those points?
How many points, yeah. Yes.
Well, we'll read about it in the paper tomorrow morning, but it looks like the Academy Bumblebees are going to pull off that upset tonight over the Rockdale Tigers with a 2-touchdown lead and less than 2 minutes to play in the game. Right here, we're waiting on a chat with Coach Rick Rhodes. Let's see. I'm trying to locate. Let's see. There he is. I think we're about to run him down. Cameron Yeoman beat Lago Vista 33-14 here tonight. We'll have highlights of this one a little bit later on, but right now we do have Coach Rhodes down on the field. Coach, another pretty much all-around performance tonight by the Yeoman.
Yeah, I was very, very proud of them. I was very proud of the way they came out. You know, that we had a great week of preparation. You know, one of the things that I told them, I felt like last year that you know, they played harder than we did. And that was my challenge to them. And I think they came out tonight and they showed them what total effort's all about.
Coach, that puts us at 2-1 in district. And I guess you heard the news over in Rockdale. I don't know that we have a final on it, but it certainly looks like the Tigers are going to fall tonight. That throws a wrench in things, doesn't it?
Well, it's a good wrench.
Yes, it is.
It's a good wrench.
So Academy, of course, comes here in week 10, but, boy, that's a big game.
Yeah, that's a big upset, absolutely a big upset.
Coach, can you give us an update on Darryl and any other
injuries? Well, you know, and it's hard to say. I know that when John first went out and looked at him, it was kind of above the kneecap, not on the kneecap, and he kind of thought that was good news. So, you know, we're keeping our fingers crossed, praying, and hoping that it's not too serious.
All right, anybody else?
No, I think other than that, I think, you know, a few minor deals and stuff, but that was the big one.
All right. All right, Coach, congratulations. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, there you get it from the horse's mouth, huh?
Right now it's a stallion. How's that?
That's pretty good. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with our highlights from tonight's game. We'll also have our MVP and our play of the game for you. All still to come when the post-game show continues in just a moment. Our final here tonight, Yeoman win it 33-14.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Label Funeral Home in Cameron talks about being just a phone call away.
We are at a family's disposal 24/7. You don't get an answering machine. You may be talking with the family late at night or thought of something. You can pick up that phone and call and know that you're going to talk to one of us.
Call anytime, 254-697-3661.
You will feel like you are the only family that we're working with.
All right, just an update for you here from Yoe Stadium on the third game of the World Series. After eight innings, the Royals take a 3-2 lead into the ninth and try to take a 2-1 edge over the Giants. Right now, that series is tied 1-1 in the World Series. Let's get to some highlights here tonight. The Cameron Yeoman would give up their one of only two touchdowns on the night on the first play from scrimmage as the Lago Vista Vikings would hand off to Dawson Hernandez. He would go 56 yards for the touchdown, and quickly the Yeoman, it was 17 seconds off the clock, and the Yeoman were down 7-0, but they would answer back with 27 unanswered points. It was a three-and-out punt for the Yeoman in their first possession, but when Lago got the ball back on their very next play, they would fumble the ball to Titus Lewis, who recovered it at the 14-yard line, took the Yeoman four plays to go the 14 yards, capped off by this Trayon Smith one-yard TD run. Scramble for it. The Yeoman will have it all the way back at the 14-yard line. Picking up the ball for the Yeoman was Titus Lewis. Oh, yeah, I had that marked as the first highlight. The second highlight is the cap of the drive, the 14 yards by Trayon Smith. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon again, and this time he is in standing up and untouched. And the Cameron Yeoman would fail to make that extra point. It was blocked, and the Yeoman would trail 7-6. But on Lago's ensuing drive, the Yeo defense would stand tall and turn the ball over on downs on a fourth and short. Print to the line of scrimmage, and they will hand it off. Hit in the backfield. I don't think he got it. Great penetration. DeAndre Adams, Titus Lewis, And he did not get it. It's Yo football at the 27-yard line. Well, and the Yeoman would take over at the 28, actually. And a 21-yard Sims catch was one of the two plays in this scoring drive. The second play was this 8-yard TD run by Trayon, his second of the night. Nickerson will take the snap. He'll hand off to Trayon Smith, left side inside the five. He dives across the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. And the two-point conversion would be good as Reed Nickerson would find the corner of the end zone on a scramble, and the Yeoman would be up 14-7. The Yeoman would score on their next drive as well. This one would be a long drive, a nine-play, 77-yard drive, a 26-yard Aaron Sims run on a reverse play in this drive, capped off by Trayon's third touchdown of the night, a 12-yard scamper. Nickerson will take the snap this time. Hand off to Trayon again around the left side. Drags one man inside the five. He is in. Touchdown, Yeoman. Well, a bunch of punts would ensue before the Yeoman would put their fourth scoring drive together. With a minute 12 left in the first half, this drive would start at the Lago Vista 32-yard line. It took them three plays to go the distance. This time, Aaron Sims from, I think, 21 yards out makes this grab. Twins to each side for the Yeoman. Ball is on the near hash mark as Nickerson dropping back looking left. And now he'll throw deep into the corner of the end zone. Wide open, Aaron Sims, touchdown. Yeoman. And the Yeoman would take a 27-7 lead into the locker room at halftime. The Yeoman would get the ball first after five plays, would be forced to punt in the third quarter, and Lago also, after a seven-play drive, would punt back to the Yeoman. And the Yeoman would, in the third play of this drive, Reed Nickerson would be picked off. And that sets up Lago's only other scoring drive of the night. From their own 42-yard line, they would march the 42 yards in seven plays, capped by a 6-yard Dawson Hernandez touchdown run. And the Vikings would close the gap 27-14. Yeoman would be forced to punt again. But so would the Vikings after being pinned at their own 4-yard line. This punt would be returned 40 yards by Aaron Sims for a touchdown, but it was called back for a block in the back, and the Yeoman would set up shop with their final scoring drive of the night from the Lago 49-yard line. It took them 10 plays to go that distance. A 26-yard Jordan Wells catch was the key in this drive. Back, he's got time, sets across down the across nope. the middle, and this one is caught. Oh my goodness, how did Jordan Wells come up with that ball at the 2-yard line? He was in all kinds of traffic being jerked around by defenders.
Well, he was wide open for about 4 seconds there before Nickerson ever turned the ball loose, and then the secondary closed in on him and he still made the catch.
Great play by Jordan Wells that set up this 2-yard touchdown run by Trayon Smith. And a direct snap to Trayon Smith, and he waltzes in for the touchdown, and the Yeoman are up 33-14. The extra point failed, and that was the end of the scoring for the night. The Yeo defense stood tall in the end there with a big sack by Eddie Luna from the 6-yard line of the Yeoman to prevent Lago Vista from punching it in late in the game and preserve that 33-14 win. We'll be back with our MVP and play of the game in a moment. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
If you're looking to stay secure on the home front, Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron's the place for you. And during October, try a new Ultra Security Series Tulip Knob Lock Combo Set, just $15.99, while supplies last. This combo features keyed entry knob and single-cylinder deadbolt with a solid brass finish, and it'll fit your wood or metal doors. Find this great item and much more every day at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 in Cameron.
Welcome back as we check in with our MVP first. Tonight's Standards Lifecycle Solutions Most Valuable Player. Coach?
Got to be Trayon Smith. He rushed for 95 yards and 4 touchdowns.
He did the work on the ground for the Yeoman tonight, which was how they were most effective tonight.
Well, that's correct, because they were going to try to stop the passing game, and in doing so, they had to give up the running game.
And so Trayon Smith is your Standards Lifecycle Solutions MVP, the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards, Life Cycle Solutions, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Now let's set up our play of the game. Is that what we were going to do?
Yes.
It was 27-14, and it was fourth down and 15 for the Yeoman. And you got to realize that this was midway through the fourth quarter. Lago, if we hadn't have converted this first down, Lago could have gone down and made this a one-score game. But it was fourth and 15 from the 28-yard line, from the Lago 28-yard line, when Reed Nickerson would drop back and find Jordan Wells for the touchdown. That was the touchdown, but the 26-yard catch that converted the Yeoman into a first and goal from the two. And from that point, Trayon Smith just waltzed into the end zone untouched to put the Yeoman up by three scores. So the 26-yard catch by Jordan Wells, definitely our play of the game here tonight. So our play of the game is brought to you by Buckholz State Bank. Don't play around with your finances. Visit one of the friendly local banks of Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers. We do understand it is a final in Rockdale now. The Academy Bumblebees have done it. They have upset the number three-ranked Rockdale Tigers 42-35, and with that, it throws the District 10 3A Division I race into a tie for first with at least a tie for first with the Yeoman and the Tigers. So, unfortunately, if it's not a three-way tie, somebody else is going to have to beat Rockdale.
That's true.
In order for, because they've got the head-to-head advantage over
that is correct.
But now Academy's probably thinking, well, we're in this mix too, and we still have to play the Yeoman. If they come over here and beat the Yeoman.
Do they have to play Lago Vista too?
I'm not sure if they've played them yet or not.
I'm not
but,
either.
Nonetheless, that may be their team next week. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, it is. It's really thrown a like Coach Rhodes said, a good wrench.
You betcha.
into the district race, no doubt. We'll take another quick break and wrap it up here from Yeoman Stadium in a moment. Again, our final 33-14. The Yeoman win it. Back after this.
Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and loveseats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and fireplace extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Denio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Denio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Well, we are back to wrap it up here on this one, Coach. Another great performance by the Yeoman. They seem to be kicking it up a notch right at the right time.
Well, they sure do. The threat of our special teams, has given us great field position for our offense. They won't punt the ball to our two deep safeties, and they got a 17 and a 23-yard punt, which gave us great field position. And when they kick off, they're kicking off, and we're getting the ball somewhere between the 35 and the 45. So, special teams is doing a good job. We've got to work on our extra points. We were 6-for-6 last week, and we missed two here tonight. Had one blocked and then just missed one. But other than that, the defense is starting to step up and really play good football, and the offense is sitting there just waiting. Do you want us to run it? Do you want us to throw it?
Mm. Well, the Yeoman will travel to Florence on a Halloween night next Friday and then wrap up the regular season with a home game against the high-flying Academy Bumblebees right here at Yeoman Stadium. Coach, that game could have a whole lot of playoff implications.
Well, it really could. I think they still have to play Lago Vista this next week, which means they have just caught Rockdale, then they're going to catch Lago Vista, then they're going to catch Cameron. So that's a pretty tall step, but, we talked about it before. Stranger things have happened in high school football.
Well, we hope you'll join us next Friday night as we bring you Cameron Yeoman football live from Florence, Texas, as the Yeoman should be heavily favored in that one. I don't think that Florence has won. At least they haven't won a district game.
They've won some other games, but not a district ball game.
So they're kind of struggling right now, and the Yeoman will head over there before winding up the regular season right here at home against the Academy Bumblebees. We hope you'll join us for that. Want to say thanks to our sports team tonight, Brett Eberhardt. Back at the studios, he's doing everything from cutting out the highlights to punching the buttons and putting us on and off the air and keeping up with the scores and everything. It's a big job. Brett does it all back at the studios. Jerry Bethel, our sideline cameraman, snapping the camera for KMIL.com. Josh Smitherman, our microphone, our sideline microphone, and of course, Chandler Barton, the best statistician on the planet, up here in the booth with us. And a big thanks to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible each and every week right here on the ranch. Remember, Brent has Friday night finals coming your way immediately following our sign-off from the stadium here tonight on 105.1 The Ranch. And this will conclude our coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman tonight. For Ed Colley, I'm Joe Smitherman. Again, our final, the Cameron Yeoman over the Lago Vista Vikings, 33-14. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from Yo Stadium.
This has been Cameron Yo Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Malaire's Discount Center, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Budget Host Inn and Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, McElrath Motors, by Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Standards Life Cycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Lone Star Ag Credit. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports Production.